The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury Union High School football. All season long, catch every game, home and away, as the Tigers defend their state championship. Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by
Napa Auto Parts, the A. Johnson Lumber Company, Monument Farms, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet, LaBerge Insurance Incorporated, Autumn Gold Jewelry, the National Bank of Middlebury, Lathrop Forest Products, One Credit Union, Foster Motors, Woodware, Champlain Valley Properties of Middlebury, Mike's Auto and Towing, Vermont Field Sports, Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon, Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromatch, J.P. Carrera and Sons Concrete, Community College of Vermont, Countryside Carpet and Paint, the University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics, and Shear Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. And now, with a call of the game, here's Bjarke Sears and Bruce Eamon.
And we are ready. Better late than never here at Applejack Field in lovely Manchester, Vermont, as we get ready for the Middlebury Tigers to take on the Burton Bulldogs here in week 6 of the regular season. Middlebury Tigers coming in with a record of 2-3, looking to take on the 5-0. Division 2 leading Burton Bulldogs. Right now, the people are out on the field getting ready. Everyone, my name is Bjarke Sears. I'll be bringing the play-by-play tonight. My partner, Bruce Eamon, will be joining me momentarily. We're set up here in the stands at Applejack Stadium. We apologize for any sound of speakers in the background, but we're doing the best we can with what we have, and we're excited to bring you tonight's game. Tonight's game is going to be featuring, as I said, the Middlebury Tigers against the Burton Bulldogs. We're going to step aside for a moment, and we'll be back with a few thoughts before kickoff on 92.1 WVTK.
When making home improvements, consider your options carefully.
Excuse me? Hello? I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Hi.
Oh, finally. I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Well, you're in the plumbing department, so...
So you can't help me?
No.
Countryside Carpet and Paint is your hometown experts in paint, flooring, tile, and hardwood. Their advice is genuine, and they truly care about how your project comes together. Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury.
Decorate the countryside away.
Everyone knows how great it feels to accomplish two things at once. That's the great thing about dual enrollment at the Community College of Vermont. You can earn free college credits to get you started on a degree that also counts towards your high school credit requirements. It's the perfect two-for-one. So if you're a Vermont high school junior or senior, consider dual enrollment at CCV. And if you're not feeling ready for college, no worries. CCV offers Intro to College and Careers, a free class for any high schooler that teaches you the skills you'll need to be successful. So apply today at gotocollegevt.com.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini, and then it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians, and they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
Hey, it's Mike.
And Shane from Mike's Auto.
Hey, Shane, I think we should have been electricians.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Because we sure fix a lot of lights.
Yeah, like your check engine light, airbag, ABS, TPMS, and maintenance lights.
Yeah, and don't forget headlights, brake lights, taillights, dome lights, and dash lights.
Oh, and that's not all. We can pretty much fix anything that's screwed or glued to your car.
So if your car shakes, rattles, bucks, spits, or just plain has a hissy fit, bring it on in.
Oh, and don't forget about your state inspection.
And remember, if we can't fix it...
It ain't broke.
Mike's Auto, Elm Street, Middlebury.
Look under your feet. That's concrete. And whether it's at home, on the farm, or in the workplace, concrete makes up foundations, sidewalks, barnyards. There are lots of uses for concrete in Addison County, but there's only one place to get it. J.P. Carrera and Sons. Their state-of-the-art plant, modern fleet of red, white, and blue trucks, and experienced drivers ensure the quality and efficient delivery of your concrete, crushed gravel, wash sand, and stone. Route 116 Middlebury, 388-6361. J.P. Carrera, the name in concrete.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the field, ice, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at PorterMedicalCenter.org/orthopedics.
Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desiree on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
This is Tiger Football on Addison County's WVTK, Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. You're listening to MUHS Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to Applejack Stadium. They're getting underway, maybe a little bit early here. They've already done the national anthem with about 10 minutes left to go before a typical kickoff time of 7 o'clock. So we're going to give you, as Bruce gets a few more things set up, apologize for the loudness in here. And we are going to give you some starting lineups here for Middlebury. For Middlebury, starting will be at quarterback, number 18, junior Tim Gettleman. At one halfback position, junior number 14, Tyler Buxton. At the other halfback position will be senior number 11, Simon Fisher. And playing fullback for the Tigers tonight, starting number 2, sophomore C.J. Bryant. On the offensive line, number 51, senior Riley Brown, plays one guard position. Senior Lucas Farrell, number 64, plays tackle. Senior number 66, Will LaRocque, is playing center. Senior number 68, Tristan Cadell, plays tackle. And rounding out the starting offensive line, number 79, senior Spencer Catterett, plays guard. They're also joined in the starting lineup by number 89, Wyatt Cameron, who is a senior, and number 22, senior Zach Dunn at split end. We do not have starters for Burn Burton Academy. They were not given to us tonight. We will give you the names for them as we as is appropriate as we move forward. Right now, the captains are out on the field talking it over with the officials. We're a little flip today. Usually, they talk to the officials before the national anthem, but they did so after. So right now, the big story here is the Middlebury Tigers and how they're going to do against pass defense tonight. The Middlebury Tigers, when they've been exposed over the course of the year, has been against teams that could pass. Jacob Cady, for example, from St. Johnsbury, had a field day against the Tigers. But the Tigers have also had really excellent days against some teams. They defeated Hartford at home in a game where they really were able to keep Hartford off the scoreboard for the great most part, and also were able to really hamstring St. Albans up in St. Albans, up at Collins Furley Sports Complex. And so the Tigers have had an up and down season. Now tonight they're coming in with a record of 2-3, certainly not exactly where they wanted to be at this juncture, but they will be taking on the 5-0 Burn Burton Bulldogs. Now one thing to know, Burn Burton sits at number 1 in the Division 2 standings. Middlebury is a Division 1 team. They currently sit in 8th. So I think it's easy for a lot of fans of Division 1 football to dismiss a Division 2 team and say, well, they're Division 2, the schools aren't as big. Burn Burton has been a powerhouse for years, particularly in passing. And so tonight, will the Tigers' defense have their A game? One thing that Coach Smith commented on, Dennis Smith commented on the other day, was that in the last game against Rutland, the safeties were creeping up too far. They were coming up too much to aid with the run. At that point, as they aided with the run, they would immediately have something thrown over the top of them. And so in this case, are the safeties going to be able to stay back? Are the corners going to be able to hang with people? And is the pass rush going to be able to get up enough to pressure the quarterback and keep him from throwing it all over the field? That's going to be the question as we move along going into the game here. So they're talking it over out on the field, and we're anticipating they're going to be set up and ready to go here any minute. And the captains have talked it over. They're coming off the field right now. And the officials are talking over. They have not yet announced who won the coin toss. But we'll have this. Middlebury has three games left this regular season. They are going, obviously, here tonight, down here in Manchester against Burn Burton. Next week, Middlebury will be traveling to up north and will be playing against South Burlington. And then they will finish off the season at home against the... Finishing off the season against the CVU Redhawks will be the end of the season. So three games left. Middlebury has a lot of distance that they can make up. They win a few of these games. They're in really good position sitting in the playoffs. If they lose a couple of these games, they probably will still set up for the playoffs. There's a few teams that are quite weak in the division this year that should occupy those 10th, 11th spots. The top eight make the playoffs. But for the Tigers, tonight certainly is an important game. If you could come out of tonight 3-3, feeling pretty good about things, if you come out of tonight looking at 2-4, that's going to be a lot different. So for these Tigers, certainly looking to do a lot better than they did last week against the Rutland Raiders. And so Burn Burton's out on the field. They're set up ready to kick away. They have, looks like they're going to be giving the ball up first to the Middlebury Tigers, which is how Middlebury would prefer it. I apologize. Actually, looks like Middlebury's going to be kicking away from the 40 of Burn Burton. They're going to be kicking from the left side of your dial. They're kicking from the north end of Applejack's field. They'll be kicking down towards the south. And they are set up and ready to go. Looks like it is Bodie Rubright ready to kick off for the Tigers. And week six is about to be underway. Here we go. And it's a squib kick going down. He's picked up by an up man at around the 34-yard line. That's where he's going to stop. And it's going to take. They're going to take over our Burn Burton. First and 10 on their own 35-yard line. And Burn Burn comes out. They are wearing all black uniforms with yellow lettering, a dark helmet with gold on that helmet with a bulldog, similar to the Fresno State Bulldog, but a similar color, if you can imagine that, if you're aware of that mascot. For the Middlebury Tigers, they're wearing their road whites with black pants and orange piping. And here they come, set up are the Bulldogs. Quarterback back in the shotgun, calls for it. He gets it in his hands, gives it to a running back up the middle, gets a nice hole up the middle for Ian Plouffe, gets on top of him and drives him back. That's going to be a decent little pickup there on that first down run. A gain.
Siobhan Brownie on the carry for the Bulldogs.
Siobhan Brownie on that carry.
Tigers, they'll bring up a second down and three. He... 21-yard line.
Siobhan Brownie picked up about 7 on that first down carry. It's going to be 2nd and 3 coming up for the Bulldogs. And the quarterback's back. He drops back. He's looking downfield. He's being pursued by a Tiger. He gets it out of his hands and is able to complete it. It was Wyatt Cameron getting all over the quarterback there, Joey McCoy, but he was able to complete it, but for no gain. So Joey McCoy is the quarterback tonight for Burn Burton. It is going to be 3rd and 5 coming up. And they have it. They're going to try running it to the left side to get that corner, and they're going to run it out of bounds. It was McCoy keeping himself. And he ran a good distance from the 39 up to the 43-yard line. They gave him a first down on that. Oh, no wonder, because they put it out at the 46-yard line. So a gain of 7 on McCoy's first run of the night. And it is going to be a first down and 10 for the Burn Burton Bulldogs, set up at their own 36-yard line. Looks like Burn Burton just took a timeout to talk it over. Actually, the officials called a false start there, so Burn Burton will be moving backwards. It's going to be 1st and 15 coming up for Burn Burton on this play. McCoy's going to be back in the shotgun. One wide receiver, two wide receivers to the left, two to the right, one running back in the backfield with McCoy. He's set up. He's calling out. Remember, it's first and 15 here from the 40-yard line or so. And McCoy asks for it. He drops back. He looks downfield. He's got a man running with a receiver. Falls out of his hands over at the far sideline. Next one is in. That one is incomplete. It's going to be second and 15 coming up for Burton Burton. Here come the Bulldogs. They've got it set up. They've got one wide receiver off, two wide receivers to the right, two wide receivers to the left, one running back in the backfield with McCoy. McCoy runs to the right side himself, decides to keep it, evades one tackler, gets upfield, gets brought down by a few Tigers. Looks like a ball is out. That football came out. Middlebury Tigers get the football. Tyler Buxton with the pickup for the Tigers. And it's going to be first and 10 for the Tigers from their own, the Burton Burton side of the field. Burton Burton set up at about, Middlebury's going to be set up at the Burton Burton 42. Sorry, I'm being a little choppy here. It's awfully hard conditions to call the game from. We're going to do the absolute best we can. And right now it is Tim Gettleman under center. Two receivers to the right, two to the left, one running back in the backfield. Gettleman's down under center. He calls for it. He hands it off. He's going to keep it himself, looking for that right corner. He's going to get brought down before much of a gain. That's going to be a gain of three on that carry, and a first down carry for the quarterback, Tim Gettleman.
Gettleman on the run for the Tigers.
Two and three. So that is going to be second down. No real gain on the play there for Gettleman. Well, they gave him about 4 yards. Now it's going to be second down and six coming up for the Tigers. Gettleman under center. He's got one running back in the backfield with him. That's Trudeau. Trudeau immediately gets stacks up. No gain on that play for the Middlebury Tigers. Looks like C.J. Bryan, who did get injured in last week's game, looks like C.J. is not going to be playing tonight, at least not at the moment. Thatcher Trudeau has started at fullback for the Middlebury Tigers.
Trudeau, the ball carrier for the Tigers. That'll bring up a...
It's going to be third and seven coming up for the Middlebury Tigers. Third and seven coming up, and Gettleman's under center. He's got what, two receivers to the left, one to the right. Thatcher Trudeau in the backfield, and he handed it off to Buxton, who's got to the left side. Nobody noticed him. Excellent job on the fake. Buxton's going to get driven out at about the 27-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 10 on that rush for Tyler Buxton. And so nice pickup there. It's going to be first and 10 for the Middlebury Tigers. I've got a lot going on here. Excuse me. Sorry, just having to move a little bit in the middle of all this. And it is Gettleman set up under center. First and 10 coming up. He's got it. He rolls out to the right side. Looking downfield. Gets taken down. Ball comes out. Burton Burton jumps on it. We'll see if they say it was a pass incomplete or whether it was a fumble on that play. As Gettleman rolled out to the right side, he was getting pursued from the backside by the defensive player. And we'll see what the call was here. Should be a pass incomplete. We will see what the call is. As they talk it out here. Yep, the pass is called incomplete for the Middlebury Tigers. It's going to be second and 10 coming up from the 28-yard line. Gettleman under center. He has it. He calls it out. He drops back. He's going to hand it off to Trudeau. Drives up the middle. He's going to gain maybe 2 yards before being stopped by the Bulldogs. A little extraneous pushing there at the end. It is going to be now third and 10 coming up. Third and 10 coming up for the Middlebury Tigers. Officials are talking it out, see if there's a penalty called on that. There were some extracurriculars at the end of that play, so we'll see if they dock him for that. There was a personal foul. A player came up and shoved somebody after the play was over. That was Spencer Catterett getting a little squirrely there, so the Tigers will walk backwards a little bit on that play. He's second and 25 coming up for the Tigers. That was a big loss, 15-yard penalty there. And I'd like to introduce everyone to my radio partner, long lost. And on this play, they try up the middle here. It's a long throw by Gettleman. He's got a chance. He was unable to bring it in. That was me. Hello. He was unable to bring that in. That's going to be, it's going to be third and 25. On the last penalty, they didn't actually give them the, didn't actually give them the yard to play. Jimmy, you there? And it is third and 25. I don't think we're on. Dave Gettleman is under center. This third and 25. He calls out. Drops back. He's looking downfield. He throws it to no one in particular. That's two incompletes in a row. It's going to be fourth down coming up for the Tigers. They're going to have to punt it away to the Bulldogs. All right, so we're set up. Sorry about that. A little dead air there as we get set up. All right, so it is 4th and 25 coming up for the Tigers. They are waiting to punt it away. They will be standing at about their 50-yard line or so as they do so. 8:12 left to go in the first quarter. Middlebury Tigers taking on the Vern Burton Bulldogs. Score still 0-0 here with a few minutes gone by in this first quarter. And here comes the snap. It's good. Wyatt Cameron gets a nice punt up in the air. It looks like it's going to fall a little bit before the end zone. They're going to let it die, but it's not going to go into the end zone. Nice punt for the Tigers. Vern Burton's going to come in for their second offensive possession of the night, setting up at about the 8-yard line. Vern Burton on their first possession, able to move the ball a tiny bit on the ground, really not much, and then it was a fumble that went over to the Tigers, got picked up by Tyler Buxton, and at that point became the Tigers' ball. Neither team has gone far with the ball so far tonight. Vern Burton, of course, is a high-powered passing offense, as we're going to get into in a few minutes. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, thank you very much, Bjarke. It's been an exciting game so far, and glad to be with you.
And right now, it is good. The quarterback keeps it himself, goes towards the end zone. They may end up giving him a safety. Let's see here. It was right back. They're not signaling a safety at the moment. Looks like it's going to be second down from about the 1-yard line. That was a loss of a decent amount. It's going to be second and about 18 coming up. They lost about 8 yards on that sack. Vern Burton's pushed right back up against the end zone.
And so far in this game, Bjarke, kind of a good sign for the Tigers, able to bottle up the high-powered offense of the Bulldogs, and let's see if they can keep them bottled in their own zone here.
And they ran over to the right side on that first, that second down play. Got about to the original line of scrimmage again. It's going to be, it's going to end up being third down and about 11, 12 yards here to go for the Bulldogs. They are standing at their own 7-yard line or so. Third and 12. Big one here for both teams. Tigers have the defense down. His quarterback goes back to throw. He throws out the middle of the field. Had a man get up high. Almost intercepted by the Tigers. Excellent pass defense right there. Knocked out by Tyler Buxton, who's having himself one heck of a day. Tyler's already gotten a fumble recovery. Already nice run on offense. Just knocked that ball down. Fourth and 12. Burton's going to have to punt from the back of their end zone. Tigers are going to get great field position.
Yeah, they certainly are. And again, the Bulldogs known this season for scoring a lot of points. But so far, the Tigers doing a good job keeping them bottled up. And you're right, Bjarke. They're going to get excellent field position here as the punter is kicking from his end zone.
Put that into perspective, Byrne Burton this year has scored 264 points. They've only allowed 57.
And there's a flag.
Flag of the play. It has not been a mistake-free game tonight at all for either team. Byrne Burton gets called with an illegal substitution. Luckily for them, they can't actually move back very far. They were already at about the 8-yard lines or so. They're going to get backed up to about the 3. And makes it even tougher for the punter here. You can't really get as far back as you would like to, and you can't step out the back side of the end zone, or that would be a safety. And here comes the snap, and it's up. Punter has it. Gets a decent punt away, but it's such bounces off a Tiger. That was not fortuitous. Went right off the back of the Tiger's head. It was Mason Kaufman as he was going down the field. Byrne Burton was able to cover it up. Byrne Burton ball, first down. They're going to have it. They're not going to take it over. They already had it. It's going to be first and 10 for Byrne Burton from their own 21-yard line.
What a crazy play that was. The punter kick from the back of the end zone. It was about a 25-yard punt. Hit the Middlebury player in the head. Bounce back, recovered by Burton Burton, and now they've got the ball back in a fresh series of downs.
Yep, he had no idea it was coming, went right about the back of Kaufman's head, right back and knocked towards him. So right now, Middlebury's done a nice job so far, these first two offensive possessions for Burton Burton. But here comes Burton Burton again, and I'm sure it's just a matter of time before Joey McCoy, the quarterback, starts finding some rhythm. McCoy's back in the shotgun. He's got two receivers to the left, two to the right, one running back in the backfield with him. Man goes in motion. McCoy hits off. It's going to be a halfback option. Player gets hit as he releases. What happened out there? It gets caught. What a catch by Byrne Burton. That was quite something. It was number 2, Jake Baker, who is a wide receiver but also a backup quarterback, who is able to throw that. He went from the 22... Hard to tell from where we are what yard line this is on. Here, we'll tell you in a second. And as McCoy has the ball, he's going to try over the right side. People are pursuing him. Gets hit. Trying to make his way. That previous pass had been a...
23 yards.
23-yard pass.
And Bodie Rubright for the Tigers with the stop there.
And... 1 yard run. It's going to be 2nd down and 9 coming up for Byrne Burton from their own 44. Sorry, from the other 44-yard line. They're on the other side of the field. And it's the snap to the quarterback. He has it, runs up the middle, immediately tackled by a gang of Tigers. Not much gain there for number 22, Siobhan Brownie. We'll give him a gain of about 2 on that carry.
5:14 left to play first quarter, scoreless. Between the Bulldogs of Byrne Burton and the Middlebury Tigers, you're listening to Middlebury Union High School Tiger football on WVTK Port Henry.
And right now, there had been a loss on that play a little bit for Byrne Burton. They're actually set up for a 3rd and 10 from their own 45, where they had ended up after that long pass play by quarterback Joey McCoy. McCoy has it. He drops back. He looks downfield. He's got a man wide open at the near sideline. He drops it, however, was not able to convert that one. And so it's 4th down for Byrne Burton. They are on the Tigers' side of the field. I would expect them to see them go for it.
So as you mentioned, Bjarke, 4th down and 10 from the 45. 4:43 left to play first quarter in a scoreless game that has not been as smooth as either team, I think, would like.
No, definitely not. Certainly, Middlebury's been playing very good pass defense right now against Byrne Burton. Byrne Burton has decided, actually, to punt it away. That punt snap was high, but good. And it's going to get kicked downfield. And it's going to go out between the 10 and the 20. We'll see where they mark it when it's all said and done here.
So a pretty good kick there, a tough snap, and the punter did a nice job bringing that down and getting that kick off. Either way, you're looking at about a 35-yard punt.
With 4:32 left to go in the first quarter here at Applejack Stadium, it is Middlebury 0 and Byrne Burton 0. Probably coming in tonight, we expected quite a bit of scoring here to start off over the year. Although the Tigers were not phenomenal scoring last week, they have had a very successful year offensively. Certainly Byrne Burton has as well. So we expected this to be a bit of a shootout. So far here at the beginning of this game, it has not turned out to be one.
And that was a 2-yard punt, Bjarke. The ball on the 13-yard line.
Gettleman's under center. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. One running back in the backfield. And Gettleman's going to keep it himself from his own 13. Sounds like he got driven back there a little bit. No gain on that play for Tim Gettleman. Owen King on the tackle for Burn Burton. Senior. And coming up, yes, with that no gain on that, it will be second and 10 coming up for the Tigers.
And a loss.
I'm sorry, they took away some. Yeah, it's a really tough spot here. There's a loss on that carry. Sorry, it's actually going to be second and 16. Gettleman under center. Asked for it. He's got it. And it's a running back trying the right side. Going to get driven out before he gets too far.
And it looks like he may have gotten back to the line of scrimmage there. Hard to tell from our vantage point here.
Yes, it is. But right now, for the Tigers, really not making any headway. It looks like there was no gain on that carry for the Tigers.
3:27 left to play first quarter. Scoreless from Applejack Field between the Tigers and Bulldogs. Friday Night Football on WVTK.
Tigers sitting at their own 9-yard line. Third and 16 coming up for the Tigers. And they try the right to the left side, as it were, as a carry by Tyler Buxton on that carry, gained a few yards. Not going to be enough for the Tigers to get what they wanted, though I don't believe. We'll see where the spot is.
So you got 14 on that.
It was a carry, 14-yard carry for number 14 on that one, but it is fourth down and two to go. Tigers are going to have to punt it away here. Sure enough, Wyatt Cameron is back, standing right about at the end zone to punt this one away. Snaps coming from the 22. It's high, but he's able to corral it. Gets a nice punt away, actually. Going to come back and be taken by a man at about the 45-yard line. Now he's trying to reverse the field and go off the other side. As he does, a flag comes in as he gets dragged out on the far side of the field by Thatcher Trudeau. We'll see what the call was on the field by the officials.
And Baker taking that punt and running right. Little dipsy doodle there, picking up some yards as he ran towards the sideline. But as you mentioned, there was a flag, so we'll have to see what the call is there.
You know, so far this year, Burn Burton has been an absolute offensive juggernaut. They've scored against North Country, they scored 51, 62 against U32, 48 against Bellows Falls, 48 against Fairhaven, and just last week they beat Spalding in Barrie by a score of 55-6. So this has been an offensive juggernaut, but so far tonight, 2:25 left to go in the first quarter. Still 0-0, Tigers and Bulldogs. Looks like that call went against Burn Burton.
Yeah, it went against Burn Burton, and the ball backing them up considerably. The ball now at midfield on the 50. First and 10, 2:25 left to play first quarter. Scoreless between the Tigers and Bulldogs.
Yeah, the Bulldogs are going to talk it over here.
You know, Bjarke, you mentioned what an offensive juggernaut Burn Burton has been all year. For the Tigers, this has got to be kind of a positive first quarter because they've kept them off the board.
Absolutely, especially when you consider how much trouble the Tigers have had against passing teams. The fact that they have been able to be so effective here. Burn Burton did get a one long completion. It was from a halfback option, so they even used a little trickery in order to get that. McCoy back in the shotgun. One receiver to the left, two to the right. He's got it. They're going to try up the middle with running back number 32, Aldeniel Garwood, and he didn't really get anything on that play for Burn Burton.
Garwood trying to go up the middle there, and the Tigers' defensive line doing a nice job limiting that run to
no real gain, and they have a flag come in. It was actually a loss of one on that run, but a flag came in when they were just about to take their second down snap. We'll see what that call is. Again, a bit of a sloppy game here tonight, so start for both teams. Middlebury had a 15-yard roughing penalty, and then there has been penalties against Burn Burton here so far.
You know, you're exactly right. It has been kind of a sloppy first quarter, and sometimes even for teams like Byron Burton that are used to getting into a rhythm and just lighting up their opponents. A very sloppy first quarter, and that can play to the Tigers' benefit in this one.
McCoy is back in the shotgun. It comes high over his head. He's going to decide to keep it, roll back. He's looking downfield, able to keep his head downfield. Gets it complete. Gets it to Jake Nicholson over on that far sideline. And that is going to be enough to move the chains. They went from the 44. Looks like they're going to be set up and the other side of the field, well into Tiger territory here.
And Nicholson, the 6'1", 152-pound senior, doing a nice job going up and bringing that down. Nice catch.
And his first down, McCoy comes back, throwing it to that outside. Looks like that's Nicholson again, who's now bringing it across the middle of the field. Gets a little bit of space there. And if they would tell us how far it is here. Second down coming up. Second down at about 5. Second and 4 coming up. And he has it again. He's going to hand it up the middle to the running back. Gets about 2 yards on that carry. Before he gets, that's Garwood on the carry. Gets brought down after about 2 yards or so.
So 1:10 left to play in the first quarter as the Bulldogs waiting for the play from the sideline here. Bjarke, considering how high-powered of an offense the Bulldogs have, and we have an official timeout here, does it surprise you how much the Bulldogs have been running the ball in this quarter?
Absolutely. It surprised me a lot, actually, especially as they haven't been overwhelmingly successful at it. They've had a couple negative runs, a few gains of 7-5 yards, but nothing really fantastic there. Makes you wonder a little bit whether they're trying to lull the Tigers to sleep a little bit by running it. And running it and then seeing what they get after that. That gain, actually, they gave him a decent number. It's going to end up being, they only gave him about 3 yards. It's going to be 3rd and 1 coming up for Byron Burton as they're measuring it right now, but it looks like they were correct in thinking it was not a first down. So it's going to be 3rd and 1 coming up. Yeah, Byron Burton has not thrown a lot. They have tall receivers. They have a 6'7" offensive lineman playing left tackle. They've got quite some physical specimens out there. You'd almost expect them to use that a little bit more than they have. Quarterbacks in the shotgun with two running backs next to him, two receivers to the left, one out to the right. He moves one of those running backs out, but keeps it himself going up the middle, certainly looking to pick up that quick first down. And whoops, that is enough for a Bulldogs first down. That's a first down carry for quarterback Joey McCoy. And so the Burton, 59 seconds left in the first quarter, 0-0, is moving it down the field. It's going to be 1st and 10 from the Tigers' 30-yard line. McCoy overlooks over to the sideline. The similar system to the Tigers. They don't huddle up very much. They look over for their calls. Three wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Now extra running backs in the backfield. And McCoy calls for it. Hands it off to his man up the middle. Gets a good core hold on that side. Nice run. Turns back upfield. Strong gain there by number 2, Jake Baker. We'll see how many yards they gave him. He was pushed out of bounds. That was a 25-yard gain by Jake Baker, who was able to take it to the right and then head upfield for Byron Burton. It's going to be 1st and goal from the 5-yard line for Byron Burton.
And on that play, Baker doing a nice job getting the handoff and running right along the sideline there, dodging some tacklers and being knocked out of bounds at the 5. And as you mentioned, 1st and goal from the 5 with 24 seconds left in the first quarter. And right now, the Bulldogs trying to draw first blood.
5 yards away. They've got three wide receivers off to the left. They have one wide receiver to the right. One running back in the backfield with the quarterback. He's going to keep it himself and try that left side. Turns upfield. A gang of Tigers come in on him. And he'll get close to the end zone, but does not look like that's a touchdown. Looks like it's going to be 2nd and goal from around the 2 or so. About the 3, I guess. They have it set up. It's a little tight there. And that's the end of the first quarter. After 1, it is Middlebury 0, Byron Burton 0, and 92.1 WVTK.
Champlain Valley Properties is ready to help you with all of your real estate needs. If you're looking to buy or sell, Champlain Valley Properties will provide you with the highest level of service. They're at 70 Court Street, Middlebury, a company with trusted real estate professionals looking forward to assist you whether you're selling your property or purchasing a new home, land, camp, or farm. See all their property listings by going to their website at ChamplainValleyProperty.com.
Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desiree on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Now back to the field for more Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
And it's the beginning of the second quarter here at week six of Middlebury Tiger football on WVTK. Middlebury and Bird Burton currently 0-0 as the second quarter gets going. And Bruce, Bird Burton's knocking on the door.
Well, they certainly are. And again, they're undefeated. They're the number one ranked team in the state, 5-0, a high-powered offense. The Tigers, on the other hand, at 2-3. But you never really know what to expect. They've alternated losses and wins this season in a game that they maybe should not do well, and they're doing pretty well so far, as they did against Hartford earlier this year.
It's true, but this is going to be an important one right now. Remember, it is second and goal from the 4-yard line coming up for Bird Burton. Star quarterback Joey McCoy is in the shotgun for Bird Burton. He has two receivers to the right, two to the left, a running back in the backfield with him, Siobhan Brownie. And McCoy calls for it. He's going to hand it off to running back in the backfield. He's spinning forward, trying to evade people, tacklers, including Thatcher Trudeau, coming up and making a hit on him. I think that was Baker with the carry. It was. And no real gain on that play. So it's going to be third and almost five, actually. Maybe a loss of a little bit on that carry for Baker.
You know, just like we've seen in a bunch of other games this year, the Tigers gang tackling there, preventing the running back from getting in the end zone. Nice job by the Tigers defensive line there.
And right now for Burton Burton, it's third and four coming up. 11:26 left to go in the second. You'd have to think this is two down territory here. McCoy has it. He gets tipped at the line of scrimmage, and the ball falls helplessly to the dirt. That's a pass incomplete. It's going to be fourth down coming up for Burton Burton. Decision time for the Bulldog coaching staff.
Well, again, as we've seen so many times this year, they may bend, but they haven't broken. I mean, really, the Bulldogs knocking on the door last series of plays, and the Tigers doing a nice job mitigating the damage here.
Yeah, they were able to get enough pressure to get a hand on that ball coming out, pressure McCoy enough to do that. Certainly a lot more pressure on the quarterback than we've saw against Rutland or against St. Johnsbury. So some good adjustments here by the Tigers and some good work by the defensive line right now. Fourth and goal coming up. McCoy drops back. He's got a gang of Tigers. It was a setup for a screen pass, though. He's got his player on the left side. Gets brought down. The Tigers bring him down. Gain of maybe two on the play, but that was not enough. Middlebury Tigers are going to get the ball back.
Well, you know what, Bjarke, we were talking about this on the ride down here. You think the Tigers came to play tonight? It certainly seems that way.
It certainly does. And right there was a pretty great play. The Tigers came through. You could see there were so many Tigers going after the quarterback. It was clearly going to be a screen pass. Great job by the linebackers and the safeties to come up and make sure that screen pass didn't get farther than it did. First and 10 for the Tigers from their own 4-yard line. They are way back in their own space, though. It is still 0-0 with 11 minutes left to go in the second quarter. And it is Kettleman under center. He's got three running backs in the double wing behind him. And here comes the snap. It's going to be Simon Fisher testing the right side, bowling forward for a decent number of yards. That's going to be a close to a 7-yard gain or so for Simon Fisher.
And Fisher doing a nice job taking the handoff, running right, sort of towards the sideline. And I think you're right. I think they're giving him five on that run. So second and five from the nine. 10:45 left to play. Second quarter scoreless between the Bulldogs and the Tigers.
Gentleman comes under center. He's got his three running backs in the double wing. No wide receivers out there right now for the Tigers. Looking at a second and five for their 0-9. Gentleman calls for it. He takes it. And he's going to try to the left side and power forward. gets stacked up after a gain of a couple. That was about a four-yard carry there. And it was Ian Plouffe carrying the ball, I'm sorry, that time for the Tigers.
Yeah, Plouffe doing a nice job. He tried to run right there. We stopped. He made the deco and went back left.
They're still a little bit short of the first down, though.
But doing something, getting something out of potentially nothing or a loss.
Third and a long one, or short to third and one, coming up for the Middlebury Tigers. They are at their own 12 or so, maybe 13-yard line. 9:50 left to go in the second quarter. Still 0-0. Burton was threatening. The Tigers were able to stop him. Now they have the ball. Gettleman under center with his three running backs. One tight end, Wyatt Cameron, in for the Tigers. And it gets slowed up as he tries to hand it off to Tyler Buxton. Immediately gets slowed up. And it is going to be a short, I believe, of a first down.
Yeah, he ran into one of his own players after taking the ball, and then one of the Bulldogs got their hand on his jersey, and nothing really going there. So they're going to say it's fourth and one from the 13.
And similarly to where the Bulldogs had to punt earlier, the Tigers are going to be punting away from pretty close to their own end zone. Don't think the punter will be standing quite in the end zone. Well, right on the edge of it, actually, is where Wyatt Cameron is standing. And he's going to be punting it away. Burton's going to get the ball. Pretty good field position here coming up. And the snap is up. It's very high, but he's able to collect it. And he's able to get a decent punt spinning up. It's going to hit at about the 40 and take a Tiger bounce for a few more yards. And that is where the Bulldogs are going to take over for another possession. Still 0-0. 8:46 left to go in the second quarter.
So a 43-yard punt there. But again, even though it was a good punt, the Bulldogs going to have great field position as they try to get in the end zone for the first time or put some points on the board. 8:46 to play, second quarter, scoreless between the Bulldogs and Tigers. Middlebury Union High School Tiger football, WVTK.
And Joey McCoy brings his team up to the line. McCoy is in the shotgun, several receivers to the left, one to the right, running back in the backfield. McCoy calls for it, drops back, he's looking downfield, gets a short pass away to a man not far down the field, able to elude one tackler, his tough, stiff arm. McCoy got it to John Morgantini, but there was a flag on the play. We'll see what the call was. Doesn't look like the officials are marking the forward spot of the ball. One would assume it's going to go against Byrne Burton.
And if it is against Byrne Burton, that's got to be frustrating. There's been a lot of penalties in this game that it's really stopped any momentum.
Yeah, and for a team that's 5-0, you expect them to be a little crisper. I think 5-0, you know, you're looking at game 6 of the regular season. These really aren't mistakes you should be making. One wonders whether Byrne Burton, you know, I mean, hate to say it, they do play Division 2. They do play against teams, U32, smaller teams. Maybe they just aren't quite used to playing against somebody like the Tigers. It's taking them a little bit of adjustment to do so. It is going to be 1st and 20 coming up for Burton. They are standing at their own 46-yard line. They have McCoy under center. Actually, he's back in the shotgun. He calls for it. He has a quick little pass out to a receiver. Cuts back towards the middle. He's evading tacklers. Eventually gets shoestring tackled right in the middle of the field. But another flag comes in on that play. Well, it looked like it was going to be a decent gain of about 8 yards or so. Might be coming back.
And it is. It's a holding call. Well, Bjarke, one of the things that we've talked about all season long is adjustments that teams are going to have to make. And I'll tell you, having been on a sideline way back in the day, I can imagine that the coaching staff from the Bulldogs is going to have something to say at halftime about penalties.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you simply shouldn't be making these kinds of mistakes if you're this experienced of a team, if you've been this successful. But the Tigers are obviously pressuring them. And one thing that's happening is the Tiger defensive line's getting good pressure, and that's clearly causing the offensive line to hold a little more than one might anticipate. McCoy back in the shotgun. He's got it. He drops back. He's looking downfield. He rolls out to his right, evades one tackler, cuts back to the middle. He's evading people coming up the middle. The Tigers, however, were able to keep him from doing much on that play. It's not going well right now for Byrne Burton.
And the Tigers on that play doing a nice job with bottling the Bulldogs quarterback up and not letting him really get anything going there. Actually, they're giving him a 5-yard loss in that it's second and 35.
Yeah, right now, Tigers are playing absolutely lights out defense, for sure. People are obsessed. So weird. All right. So we have Burton now looking at a second and 35. They've gone so far back with their lack of discipline here. It really put them in a tough spot. McCoy throws a real prayer up there. Simon Fisher's able to get his hands on it, knock it down, and incomplete for Burton. They're going to be looking at the third and miles coming up are the Bulldogs. For the Tigers, who had given the ball over Burton in really kind of bad field position from the Tiger perspective, they've now worked it back to good field position from the Tiger perspective.
And Fisher, a nice play, nice pass defense on a well-thrown ball going up right at the moment it came down on the receiver, knocking that away. Great play by Simon Fisher for the Tigers. 7:14 left to play second quarter, third and 35.
And McCoy's dropping back. He's going to have to look downfield now. He's being pursued by Tigers. He's decided to keep it himself. He's pulled it down and gets tackled up. A good gain on that. He got from the 35 close to the 50. He's about at the 45-yard line. But not going to be enough, certainly. They're going to have to punt it away. Thatcher Trudeau able to bring him down. Well, I guess they gave him about a 5 or so on that. Thought it was a little more than that.
So it's 4th and 30 from the 40-yard line. So again, the Tigers here should get the ball back with good field position.
And it is Fisher and Buxton waiting at about the 30. Here comes the punt. It's going to come pretty much to where they're standing. Simon Fisher calls for it, is able to bring it in, but that's where they're going to take over. 1st and 10 coming up for the Tigers from their own 30-yard line.
And that being a 40-yard punt, the Tigers taking over from the Bulldogs on their own 30. It'll be 1st and 10, 6:24 left to play second quarter in a game that I don't think either of us or any of the fans listening thought was going to be scoreless.
No, certainly not 0-0 at 6:24. And really, the major thing about that has been mistakes. Both teams have made mistakes, whether it's been penalties, whether it's been fumbles, things like that. Really not a crisp game on either side. Tigers right now have a great chance right now to come out here, use some clock, eat up some field position. Even if they don't score on this drive, it'd be nice to see them make a few first downs, get it out of their own end, make Burton get backed up a little bit. And already it is, they're counting out another flag, another penalty against Burton. Tigers are just making free yards here right now. Not sure what that penalty call was. Sorry for some of the lack of clarity at tonight's broadcast, folks. We are probably broadcasting from the second most difficult position I've ever had to broadcast from. So it's a little bit of adventure, but we will do our best. Tim Gettleman's under center. He's got several receivers off to the right. He's got it. He's going to hand it up the right side to his running back. And that's Fisher going out of bounds after a nice gain there. He started on the 41. We'll see where they said he got driven out, but it's going to be a first down for the Tigers.
And he used his speed there to run right and get towards the sideline. As you mentioned, a nice pickup and a first down for the Tigers.
It is going to be 1st and 10 from the Tigers. On the other 47, so that was a 12-yard pickup for the Tigers on that carry by Simon Fisher. And Gettleman coming up under center. He's got Trudeau in the backfield with him. He's got Fisher on one side. He's got two receivers off to the right. One receiver, Zach, off to the left. And Gettleman's going to keep it himself immediately and try that left side. He avoids one linebacker, but a whole gang comes up and gets him, and they put him down on his back. No real gain on that play, maybe even a loss here coming up for the Tigers.
And although Gettleman did a nice job running left, one of the things that I've been watching so far is the speed of the Bulldogs linemen. They've got some speed up front, and they did a nice job keeping that to no gain.
In fact, that was a loss of 4 on that carry for Gettleman. He's lost more yards than he has gained tonight on the ground. Pretty good job by Burton pursuing running backs. So it is a 2nd and 14 coming up from the Tigers. They are still on the other side of the field. They are at the 47-yard line of the Bulldogs. right now the coaches are asking the officials what's going on. I think it's a choppy game on all parts tonight.
Yeah, definitely.
We're one of the crowd, Bruce.
Well, it definitely has been one of the least flowing games that we've done this year, that's for sure.
Yeah, the officials are talking it over right now and trying to figure out what the story is. Coaches are standing out there with their hands up, wondering what the delay is, certainly.
And Middlebury Union High School Tiger football on WVTK, brought to you in part this season by Napa Auto Parts on Court Street in Middlebury. They've got parts for the car, the truck, the boat, even the 18-wheelers. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge for local fresh milk from their farm to your local store. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your local True Value hardware store, and so much more.
Second and 14 coming up for the Tigers right across midfield. Gettleman's under center. He's got Fisher in motion, and he's going to go up the middle with Thatcher Trudeau, trying to thump his way forward. Decent little gain there. Got up past the original line of scrimmage. Let's see where they end up deciding it was. And see what they gave Thatcher. He had been on the 47. He got about 10 on that carry. So it is going to be third and four coming up for the Tigers. Certainly a handable down, but this is the kind of thing you want to convert. You want to keep moving down the field for sure. Trudeau is in the backfield. It's all wide receivers out there with Gettleman, except for Trudeau. Gettleman has it. He looks downfield. He's got a man wide open. Tyler Buxton able to bring it in. Gets brought down, but not before a tremendous gain. It's going to be a first down for the Tigers, but all the way down for the end zone. He went from the 43. We'll get you the spot of the ball here in a second as soon as the officials put it down, but they are right knocking on the door. It's going to be first and goal coming up from the Tigers. They got it down to the 5-yard line.
So a 38-yard pass.
There by Gettleman. That was what they needed for sure. And they've got it. And Van's running over the left side. Is Gettleman going to take it himself over on that left side? Will he make it to the pylon? Doesn't look like it. Got brought down for a loss of a couple on that play.
And on that previous play, Buxton was wide open.
Yeah, it really was.
Midfield. Maybe
he was able to turn around and bring it in.
Maybe it was a missed assignment, but it was a great pass by Gettleman and an even better catch.
And with 3:57 left to go here in the second quarter, still 0-0, but the Tigers are making their way down the field. They're looking at a second. Confusing call. Looks like they lost quite a few yards on that. Looks like they're looking at about second and about 10 here to go. And it's going to be on that left side by Buxton. He's going to get over towards that side. Touchdown! Give him a 12-yard touchdown on that run. Now they're saying 10-yard. It's down on that run. So he took it to the left side, a physical run at the end, but he was just able to explode and bring it in. Middlebury Tigers get on the board for the first time tonight.
And a play that started on the 41-yard line. The Tigers with a five-play drive, highlighted by a 38-yard pass from Gettleman to Tyler Buxton, drawing first blood. 6-0 Middlebury as we await the
kick. It's going to be Bodie Rubriden on the kick. Bodie was last week's JP Carrera player of the game. He is waiting for his snap. It's down. It is. Boy, he's got a lot of leg. That was a nice kick. It was good. It was no good. 6-0 Middlebury Tigers. 92-1 WVTK.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark. Watch these football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a True Value.
here at Shearer Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. I know we talk a lot about the great deals, but there's more to Shearer than just great deals. We remain committed to the members of our communities. Whether we're taking a youth group bowling, sponsoring local community events, we believe it takes a village to make everyone successful. Find out more about how we support the local community. Follow us on Facebook, shop local, and join our village. Come visit us at 1675 Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Find out for yourself why thousands of people choose Shearer.
This is Middlebury Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And with 3:35 left to go in the first half, the Middlebury Tigers have gotten on the board first, and they lead the Burton Burton Bulldogs by a score of 6-0. The Tigers, standing at 2-3 and eighth in Division One, are currently leading the number one team in Division Two. But Burton Burton's about to get the ball back. 3:35 left to go. Bodie Rubright's got the ball teed up on the 40, ready to kick it away to Burton Burton, waiting at about the 10-yard line. They're not going to let it get all the way down. Apparently, nobody actually kicks off anymore. They just squib it down the field. If you notice, all season long, that's all we've seen.
Yeah, we had been talking about that on the way down here. It's just, you know, and I'd like to get an answer for that, why there's really no kicking game.
Well, generally, kickoffs, generally there are. That's the weird thing. Yeah, you know, field goals, they're generally, people have a tendency to not necessarily go for them. But kickoffs, generally, you have people who kick away, but they seem to be so afraid of the return game on all these teams,
I guess,
that they just kind of squib it away and don't worry about that much about field position. As a result, Burton Burton's going to have pretty decent field position here on this possession. It's going to be first and 10 from their own 35.
You know, and we've seen this year on a couple of plays, for example, I apologize for not remembering the game, but C.J. Bryan taking a kick return one game this year and going 85 yards using his speed. So,
and on this first down carry from the 35, it's going to be a quarterback keeper, I believe. We'll get that number. And, yep, it was McCoy carrying it forward. It's going to be second down coming up. He got 9 yards on that first down carry, did McCoy. It's going to be second and one coming up. And he gets the snap. He drops back. He's looking downfield, being pursued by one Tiger. He's in his clutches. Will it be a sack? He throws it out to a receiver. And there's going to be a flag. Are they going to call intentional grounding? We'll see. So far, another mistake, it looks like, for Burton Burton. It was excellent work by Josh Kerr getting after McCoy and hanging on to him and making him throw that ball.
Yeah, the Tigers have really done a nice job getting penetration tonight and actually forcing the Bulldogs quarterbacks to hurry a little bit, maybe a little quicker than they would have liked.
Absolutely. Right now for the Tigers, we'll see which way they mark it here. I'm not sure what the call was. It had been second and one, and now it's third and one from the same position, the 44.
With no indication of what the call was.
With no indication of must have been an inadvertent flag. I mean, it was a pass incomplete. I think they must have decided there must have been a receiver in the area, and it was not intentional grounding. So, with that, it is third and one coming up for Burton Burton. They are on their own 44-yard line. 2:57 left to go in the second quarter. Middlebury leading 6-0. McCoy back in the shotgun. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Several running backs in the backfield with him. And they try the middle running back. Big hole up the center. Actually ran into his own lineman as he came forward. Jake Baker going to get about a 8-yard pickup is Baker. It's going to be first down for the Burton Burton Bulldogs.
And Baker getting a nice chunk of yards there, running through the center, picking up eight. Some tough yards there, but getting a first down for the Bulldogs now on the Tigers 48.
McCoy is back in the shotgun. He has two running backs with him. He's got a receiver to the left, a receiver to the right. And they're going to try the left side with a running back, plow it down. It's going to be a decent little run, actually. McCoy kept it himself, got caught up by Tyler Buxton, but not before McCoy was able to make a few yards there. Looks like he got about five on that carry. And it is going to be second and about five coming up for the Bulldogs. They're standing at their own 48-yard line. He calls for it. He has it, hands it up the middle to a running back. He's going to gain, looks like, about three on that carry. It's going to be Third down and short coming up.
So it's third and three from the 42. 1:45 left to play second quarter. 6-0 Middlebury leading the Burn Burton Bulldogs.
Big play here for the Middlebury Tiger defense with a minute and a half left to go in this half. And a flag on the play. Burn Burton's clapping as though against the Tigers, but it ends up being against Burn Burton. They were looking at third and pretty good field position. Now they're backing up. And Burn Burton just can't keep themselves shooting themselves in the foot. Third down and eight. Only the 5-yard garden variety kind, but enough to put you from third and short to third into a decent distance.
I don't recall a game this year where there's been more penalties in one half than this one. Do you?
No, absolutely. It's been it's just been sloppy, especially if Tigers had one penalty, but it's really all been against Burn Burton. Really surprising to see this out of this team. It is third and eight coming up. McCoy back in the shotgun. He drops back. He looks downfield. He's got a man wide open on this near side. He makes he's got one man to miss to get the first down, and he does. That was a pickup by number four, Jake Nicholson. And they went from the 46 to the 35. That's going to be a 11-yard gain there on that pass play.
And a nice pass right over to the right sideline. Burn Burton now first and 10 from the 35, under a minute left.
McCoy drops back. He's looking. He decides to keep it himself. Decent amount of space in the middle of the field. Gets on the nation. Josh Kerr on that first hit. And it looks like he may have even lost a yard or maybe got back to the original line of scrimmage. And it looks like there'll be a timeout taken on the field. 49 seconds left to go. Burn Burton's going to want to talk this one over.
Middlebury Union High School Tiger football on WVTK brought to you in part this season by Denneker Chevrolet, where they give you free state inspections for as long as you own the vehicle. On Route 7 South in Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet. Find new roads. LaBerge Insurance Agency Incorporated for all your insurance needs on Washington Street in Middlebury. Autumn Gold Jewelry featuring the Earth's most beautiful gifts. Autumn Gold Jewelry on Main Street in downtown Middlebury and at autumngoldjewelry.com. The National Bank of Middlebury with locations in Middlebury, Bristol, Vergennes, Brandon, Hinesburg, and online at nbvt.com. One Credit Union, your locally owned credit union on Green Street in Vergennes. And Lathrop Forest Products, with over 64 years of experience in the forests of Vermont, they have the skills and capability to consistently harvest timber.
And it is second and 11 coming up here for Burn Burton. No gain. In fact, a loss of one on that last drive. Carry. 49 seconds left to go in the half. Tigers leading 6-0. McCoy drops back. He's getting pursued by some Tigers. Able to spring up. Gets brought down. Ian Plouffe on that tackle. On that sack, really, for the Tigers. Boy, Tigers defense played great tonight.
Yeah, they certainly have. The key word this first half has really been penetration. They have gotten a lot of pressure, forcing the Bulldogs quarterbacks to run around and just really not get into any type of rhythm.
That was a loss of five on that play. Right now, Burton has spent more time going backward this game than they have going forward.
Middlebury Union High School Tiger football on WVTK, brought to you in part this season by Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 South in Middlebury. Woodware, offering the finest furniture, housewares, and accessories on Route 7 South in Middlebury. Champlain Valley Properties of Middlebury, looking for a new home? Visit ChamplainValleyProperties.com. Mike's Auto and Towing for all your car care needs and a whole lot more. See them online at Mike'sAutoMid.com. That's Mike'sAutoMid.com, and I want to thank Mike for putting the Barkmobile back together today. Spent a good part of the afternoon fixing it for me, so I want to say a big thanks to Mike McGrath and the team over there for doing such a good job and taking care of Bruce and Hobbs.
And speaking of taking care of something, will the Tigers be able to take care of the end of this first half here? 41 seconds left to go. Burn Burton, third down and 16 from their own 40. If they're ever going to uncork a long pass, you'd think that should be the time. McCoy goes back. He throws it downfield, almost intercepted by the Tigers, and then almost bounces into the hand of a Burn Burton wide receiver. What an absolutely messy game.
Well, down to 35 seconds left. Fourth and 16 from the 40.
And you would have to think at this point, Burn Burton would know that the Tigers have timeouts, 35 seconds left to go. I think if I'm Bird Burton at 40-yard line, I may consider taking a shot here at the end zone. We'll see what they decide to do. Now it looks like they may just punt it away. And the snap is up. Here comes the punt. It's very high in the air. It's going to bounce at about the 24, where a Bird Burton player jumps on it. Tigers are going to get the ball back with only 26 seconds left to go in the first half.
So with that bounce, 14-yard punt.
And we'll see what the Tigers do. One would expect with this point, 6-0 here, 26 left to go in the first half. You would think they would just be taking a knee here and going into halftime pretty happy with where they are, the Tigers will be. Looking over to the sideline, getting their call in. Don't think they're going to need too much, though. Gettleman is under center. He does have receivers out. Three receivers, actually. Two to the right, one to the left. Looks like they are going to run one play. And they're going to try to throw it out. Oh, Fisher falls on it. The ball came loose. That could have been a disaster for the Tigers.
Yeah, it certainly could have. And again, it kind of highlights the speed of the Bulldog offensive line. They were on that like white on rice pretty quickly.
They were, and the Tigers were very, very fortunate that they did not have that picked up and taken into the end zone. And that's going to be the end of the half at halftime. Middlebury Tigers 6, Bird Burton a surprising 0 here at 92.1 WVTK.
Hey sports fans, Paul here from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Archery season is fast approaching, so make sure you drop into the shop and make sure your bow is tuned up and dialed in opening day on October 6th. We have great deals on crossbows and compound bows and a variety of arrows. We can check your draw length and bowstring to make sure you're ready for the range. And don't forget to check out our brand new website, vtfieldsports.com. Remember, always hunt safe and hunt smart. Thanks and have a great day.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
The cooler weather is here, and time to think about fixing any problems you have with your car, truck, or 18-wheeler before the cold weather sets in. So get the right parts the first time and quick at Napa on Court Street, Middlebury. See Brad and the staff, and they'll take care of you. And if they don't have the parts you're looking for, and that does not happen often, they'll have it for you in 24 hours. So the next time you're looking for any part, stop in or call Napa Auto Parts in Middlebury, and you'll see why everyone is making Napa their choice. Price, quick service, and knowledgeable people that can find what you need fast along with the solid advice. See Brad and the staff at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street in Middlebury. For parts for the car, truck, and even the 18-wheeler, and those hard-to-find parts to keep your vehicle running smooth. Make your number one choice, Napa in Middlebury. Napa, closed on Sundays.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
This is Tiger Football on Addison County's WVTK, Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. This is where the Middlebury Tigers play, 92.1 WVTK.
The air has turned cold here at Applejack Stadium. We've just become halftime, and we can tell it's moved into October, October 5th. And, boy, you can feel it in the air, Bruce. It is getting cold out here tonight.
Yeah, it certainly is. Boy, when we started this season, Bjarke, week one against Colchester, we were talking about how hot it is. We're not talking about that anymore.
No, we are not. Certainly a Vermont fall evening, and I have to admit, it's a nice time of year. My son, if you're listening, Lachlan, tomorrow's going to be your birthday. So, buddy, go to bed so you can get up and have a good time tomorrow. Okay, last personal thought here. Let's talk a little bit about football. So right now, Bruce, I think everybody at home and certainly we anticipated a high-scoring affair. That is certainly not what's come to be tonight.
No, not at all. I mean, when we were looking at the schedule, when we were doing the preparation for this game, I said to myself, wow, this team, Byrne Burton, can score a ton of points. Middlebury sometimes has had trouble against passing teams. We saw that against St. Johnsbury, where they put up 44 points. Although the Tigers played well in that game, they scored 32 themselves. I said to myself, this might be a rough evening. But again, it's why you play the games. We saw that after the seasoning opening loss against Colchester. We were wondering how they were going to do. And then week two, they come out and they dominate Hartford, 27-14. And, you know, they had a rough week last week, the 42-7 loss to Rutland. But again, tonight, they really have put on a defensive clinic in the first half of this game.
Yeah, you know, it's been a weird season. I mean, I've been doing this now, Tiger Football, the radio, for almost 10 years. And I'm not sure I've seen a season where the team was so kind of up and down and so difficult to predict at times. And certainly tonight, you know, like we said, we expected it to be a lot more offense than we've seen out of both teams. Certainly Byrne Burton has been putting up, you know, 50 points a night along the way, but the Tigers have done a great job. Byrne Burton themselves have made some mistakes, a lot of penalties against the Bulldogs, and right now it sits at 6-0. The only scoring of the first half came actually in the second quarter with 3:35 left to go. Middlebury, after a decent possession, ended up, Tyler Buxton ran it in from 12 yards out. Bodie Rubright missed the extra point. The point at score at that point was 6-0. And that's the score it is right now at halftime.
Yeah, I mean, that drive by the Tigers, a five-play, 59-yard drive, highlighted by a 38-yard pass from Tim Gettleman, who's really had a pretty good year. You know, we've mentioned him a lot this year, and he did a nice job on that play, getting the pass to Tyler Buxton, who was wide open.
Yep.
In midfield there. And, again, the Tigers scoring the only points of the first half.
Yeah, it's certainly a game. We'll wonder what those adjustments will be. Will Byrne Burton come out and throw it a little more? What will the Tigers do to try to put six, a little more than six on the board? We'll find out coming up in the second half. But we've got more halftime to come. We're going to step aside for a moment, but join the rest of us for the rest of halftime, including a look at other games going on around the league tonight. We'll be back with the rest of halftime on 92.1 WVTK.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services at One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union. Together we are one.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance in a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Now back to Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And as we come back, the two teams have gone to the opposite quarters of the field. One thing you should know is that Applejack Field, where Byrne Burton plays, is not actually at Byrne Burton High School. It's a town-owned field here in Manchester. And as a result, there are some amenities that they just don't have, including a spot for us to broadcast from and a spot for the teams to do halftime. And so they're set up in the corner of the field. Clearly, the coaches were prepared for this. They have an easel. Looks like art class over there, as Coach Smith's coaching them up.
You know, when you have things like this happen, we were just joking during the halftime show here, it certainly makes you appreciate the wonderful facilities at Doc Collins.
It really does. It really does. Yeah.
I mean, it's such a beautiful place to do a game. And you know what? You just have to let it roll. And that's kind of what the Tigers are doing tonight, Bjarke, after the first half. 6-0 in a game that I don't think anybody thought would be this score at this juncture.
No, and you have to imagine that both teams probably feel like they're hanging on by their fingernails, I think. Certainly if you're Byrne Burton, you have to wonder, what are we doing out here? They made more mistakes than they have really positive plays. There was sequential plays earlier where they kept taking themselves back farther and farther and farther with penalties. If you're the Tigers, yeah, things have gone pretty well, but you're still only up by one possession. One touchdown with an extra point would put Byrne Burton ahead. So you have to feel like both teams have to feel pretty nervous coming out in the second half and really hoping whatever adjustments they make are going to stick.
Well, I have two thoughts on this going into the second half. Number one, if you're Byrne Burton, you need to get things straightened out at halftime, and you need to do it soon because they did not play well in that first half at all. You try to look for positives. I mean, to me, the only positive is that Middlebury is only up by six.
Yeah.
For the Tigers, you only scored 6 points against a team that has been scoring 45-plus points per game. So I think you're exactly right. Something's going to give here in the second half. I think it's going to be which team made better adjustments at halftime.
Yeah, right, because that fear is, as great as you've been playing, that all of a sudden the switch gets flipped, for a very powerful offensive team. And are you ready for that? So I think the Tigers are rolling it out to me. I think they know that. I expect to see fairly conservative football on the Tigers' part. Burton, I expect to see the opposite. I don't expect to see conservative football. I expected to see them start tossing it down the field. Not many of their throws have been very far downfield at all so far this game.
You know, one of the things that we were talking about also during the pregame show, the very small pregame show that we got to have, I don't pretend to be a coach, especially when it comes to football, but when you're putting up 50 and 60 points a game, why you're not passing against a team that is not traditionally great against a pass attack, I don't understand why you're not doing that.
Sure, sometimes you wonder whether they read the scouting reports. Well, we're going to step aside for a moment, and we're going to be back for the second half of Middlebury Tiger football from Applejack Stadium. It's the Tigers and Bulldogs on 92.1 WVTK.
Everyone knows how great it feels to accomplish two things at once. That's the great thing about dual enrollment at the Community College of Vermont. You can earn free college credits to get you started on a degree that also counts towards your high school credit requirements. It's the perfect two-for-one. So if you're a Vermont high school junior or senior, consider dual enrollment at CCV. And if you're not feeling ready for college, no worries. CCV offers Intro to College and Careers, a free class for any high schooler that teaches you the skills you'll need to be successful. So apply today at gotocollegevt.com.
Champlain Valley Properties is ready to help you with all of your real estate needs. If you're looking to buy or sell, Champlain Valley Properties will provide you with the highest level of service. They're at 70 Court Street, Middlebury, a company with trusted real estate professionals looking forward to assist you whether you're selling your property or purchasing a new home, land, camp, or farm. See all their property listings by going to their website at champlainvalleyproperty.com.
High school football is on 92.1 WVTK.
And we're back. The second half is just about to kick off here for the Middlebury Tigers. The Middlebury Tigers, who are leading the Burn Bird Bulldogs by a score of 6-0. There are other interesting games around the league this weekend as well. Brattleboro is going to be taking on Hartford tonight. Essex is going to be taking on Colchester, and a big game for the standings, Rice, which is currently ranked first in Division I, is going to be taking on the number 3 Rutland Raiders. Now, even though they are ranked differently, they have the same schedule. Remember, Rutland's actually only a play away from being 5-0 right now, so it'll be really interesting to see what the final results of that one are. Tomorrow, the South Burlington Seawolves will be taking on Mount Mansfield. Bellows Falls will be at St. Johnsbury Academy. And North Country will be playing against CVU. But we're back here for the second half, Bruce. And looks like it is going to be the Tigers having the ball for the second half, which is the way Coach Dennis Smith generally likes it. The Tigers, who are already leading 6-0, will look to go ahead by two scores to start this second half. They're prepared to kick it away. The Bulldogs are from their own 40. And the kick is up. And this time they do actually kick it away. And a flag comes in on the play. They cannot stop themselves from having more and more penalties.
So it looks like they'll do that again. It is against Burn Burton.
And, you know, I don't keep track of penalties, and I probably should have tonight. I would say there's had to have been at least 6. That's a conservative number, I would
say. At least.
6 against Burn Burton. It's really surprising for a team that's consistently such a strong team, consistently so well coached, to have this many mistakes. The coaches must just be apoplectic.
I love when you use words that I have to look up.
Upset to the point where they just can't think. How about that? We'll put that down. And now they're going to be kicking away from the 35. And now the Tigers' return men have come up a little bit. And another decent kick going down. In fact, the returner's backing up. He's going to be trying the middle of the field. This is Plouffe on this one, carrying it up the middle. It gets dragged down, but not before a nice return. Tigers are going to have pretty good field position here. Looks like they're going to be about on the 35 or so, maybe even actually a little closer than that.
And that was a pretty good kick by the Bulldogs kicker. That was a nice end over end right into the middle of the field. And they're going to mark it at the 40.
They're going to mark it at the 40. That's when the Tigers are going to take over, leading 6-0 early in the second half. And it is going to be Gettleman coming out under center. He's got wide receivers split out on either side. One running back in the backfield. That's Trudeau behind him. Gettleman calls it out. He gets the football. He has it. He's going to try the left side of the line. And he is not going to gain much. Actually, he handed it to Trudeau for that one, who got up the field. Decent gain of about 3 yards there on that first down run by Thatcher Trudeau. It's going to be second and actually the second and about 6. Gave a 4 yard run, did they give Thatcher? It's going to be a second and 6 coming up for the Tigers from the 44 on their own side of the field. Gettleman under center. He has his 3 running backs in the double wing. He's got a receiver to the left and the right. And he's got a running back try in the middle. It's going to be Fisher pushing forward for a gain of a couple. It's going to be third and short coming up.
11 minutes left to play third quarter. 6-0 Middlebury.
It's going to be third and about three on this next carry. And turn your volume up a little bit there, I think. And it is third and three coming up for the Tigers. They have Gettleman under center. Receivers out on either side. He's going to draw back. And a flag comes in on the play. Looks like this time from lineman's indication, looks like it's going to go against the Tigers. It's going to be false start. So what had been a third and three is going to be tougher position in that third down play for the Tigers coming up. And they're marking them back 5 yards. It's going to be third and eight coming up from about roughly the 40-yard line on their side of the field. On the 42. And third and eight coming up. Gettleman is under center. He has two receivers to the right, one receiver to the left, a couple running backs in the backfield. And he's got it. He's going to roll back. He prints to plant his foot, but slips, but is able to get it out. It is Thatcher Trudeau running down the field. Big gain by the Tigers from Gettleman to Trudeau. They went from the 42 down to the 35. That was a gain of 23 yards on that pass play.
And another great pass by Gettleman, who had a big one in the first half. And Trudeau with a nice catch running along the sideline, getting some tough yards there. Pulled down at about the 35.
About the 35, and that's where it's going to be first and 10. The Tigers leading 6-0 are now into Burton territory. First and 10 from that 35-yard line. It is Gettleman under center. He's going to have it. They're going to try running over the left side. It looks like it's Trudeau carrying it into the pack there. And Buxton actually is going to be the ball carrier. He's going to get about 5 yards on that run. Right now, the Tigers, who scored six in the first half, are making hay. They are working their way down the field right now. It's going to be second and five coming up. 9:26 left to go in the third. Tigers ahead, 6-0.
And this, I think, for the Tigers is exactly what they needed to do, get a lengthy, sustained drive to keep the Bulldogs' offense off the field.
And if the Tigers can put points up here, that's going to start putting pressure on those Bulldogs. And it is Gettleman under center, calling it out. He's got wide receivers on either side. He's going to hand it to Trudeau, tries the middle, gets tripped up pretty quickly. That's going to be gain of a couple on that carry. It's going to be third and about three coming up.
Coming up on 8:45 left to play in the third quarter, 6-0 Middlebury. Third and two from the 30.
Yeah, it's a long two, but they're calling it that anyway. Put him more about third and three, which does matter when it's third down. Gettleman under center. He has his running backs back there with him in a standing double wing. Man in motion, Buxton from the right to the left. They're going to go with Trudeau up the middle. He gets the first down easily. Gets across the 20, gets the foul across the 15, gets to the 10-yard line. 17-yard gain by Thatcher Trudeau. And right now, the Tigers are coming to life.
Well, whatever adjustments they made at halftime, it certainly worked. Whatever Coach Dennis Smith saw, they've applied it very well. It's first and goal.
First and goal, actually, from the 9. It was a yard ahead of where I thought. There was an 18-yard game there by Trudeau, who's really come alive here in the second half. He's had a 23-yard catch, and he has already run for 24 yards here. And we have Gettleman under center. He's got it. He's going to handed off to a running back over on that left side. It was Buxton who gets tripped up after a gain of only about one. Second and goal coming up for the Tigers.
And this is one of the critical points in this game, I think, for the Bulldogs. Although they've got the high-powered offense, they want to keep the Tigers out of the end zone here.
Yeah, certainly for their own confidence to stay within a touchdown would be important. But for the Tigers right now, if they could come out and score on this first drive, that would be a major, major confidence setter and builder for them. Right now, it is second and goal from the 8-yard line. 7:31 left to go in the third. 6-0. Tigers are leading. Burton, they're knocking on the door, trying to get another one. Gettleman under center. He's got wide receivers all around. Running back, and he's going to hand it to that running back. Trudeau trying to power up the middle. Trudeau is able to get about a yard and a half, maybe two. But for the Tigers, it's going to be third down and a few to go.
You know, it's interesting. Once you get into the red zone, you think you're getting closer to the end zone. And you have less real estate to work with.
Can make it tough. And especially can make it tough for passing plays towards that outside. You can't get any depth on your routes for wide receivers. Luckily for the Tigers, probably going to be a little misdirection and some running here on this play. Third and four coming up. Third and goal from the four coming up for the Tigers. Trudeau has four wide receivers. Sorry. Gettleman has four wide receivers with Trudeau behind him. Gettleman's going to swing it over to Buxton, who's looking for the halfback option. He throws it in the air. Did he complete it? He did. Tyler Buxton with the four-yard touchdown pass to Zach Dunn, it looks like. Yes, it was. And the Tigers have gotten on the board again. Looks like they're going to go for two and try to make it a 14-point game. Buxton to Dunn. Tyler had a lot of time when he got that ball, was able to sit back there in the pocket, throw it up. Zach did a nice job, had to get low in order to bring it in, but was able to do so.
Yeah, that drive, nine plays, 60 yards.
And it is Gettleman under center with his running backs in the double wing, looking to score on the two-point conversion. And he calls it out. He's got a man in motion. Fisher coming from the right, the ball, Gettleman's going to keep it himself. He's looking towards the end zone. Wide open in the back of the end zone is Wyatt Cameron. It is 14-0 on 92.1 WVTK.
Look under your feet. That's concrete. And whether it's at home, on the farm, or in the workplace, concrete makes up foundations, sidewalks, barnyards. There are lots of uses for concrete in Addison County, but there's only one place to get it. J.P. Carrera and Sons. Their state-of-the-art plant, modern fleet of red, white, and blue trucks, and experienced drivers ensure the quality and efficient delivery of your concrete, crushed gravel, wash sand, and stone. Route 116 Middlebury, 388-6361. J.P. Carrera, the name in concrete.
Make sure your bow is tuned up and ready for the hunt. Stop in to Vermont Field Sports and have Tim tune your bow for that shot you've been scouting for. And don't forget to check out the new PSE and Parker bows and crossbows. You've been waiting all year for this one chance at the perfect shot. Don't miss out. With 30 years experience, the staff at Vermont Field Sports can answer all of your questions. Vermont Field Sports, located at 1458 Route 7 South in Middlebury. Or find us on Facebook at Vermont Field Sports.
This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, in a game that we thought would feature plenty of passing, did eventually has for the Tigers a little bit. It was a halfback option pass from Tyler Buxton to Zach Dunn for the touchdown, and then it was a two-point conversion pass from Tim Gettleman to Wyatt Cameron. That's put the Tigers up 14-0. 6:30 left to go in the third quarter. This was not the score folks at home were expecting. Here comes the kickoff from the Tigers. It's going to be a bit of a squibber. It's going to go down to the 20 where it's picked up by a return man. Trying to get his way through. Decides to go right up the middle of the Tigers. It gets brought down at the 40-yard line, a little before the 40. That's where Bird Burton is going to take over. And Bruce, we're going to have a fun time calling this direction here. All right, here come the Bulldogs coming out. Now, one would expect, one thing you've been noting, Bruce, is you just expected more passing from the Bulldogs.
Well, when you're scoring 50 points a game and you're not scoring anything doing the running game, I would go to the passing game. I just, again, I don't pretend to be a coach, but I'm not really sure if that's your strong point, why you're not doing it.
Well, we'll see if they get out to it here. They are going to have McCoy at center. He's going to have three receivers to the left, one receiver to the right. It is McCoy alone. Oh, running back comes over and joins him in the back field for pass protection. McCoy has it, hands it off to that running back. And again, really no gain on that play for the Bulldogs. They're starting out the same way they ended the end of the last quarter.
Coming up on 6:10 left to play in the third quarter. 14-0 Middlebury. And a game that Middlebury has really applied the defensive clamps here against a team that's been averaging almost 48 points a game.
And it is McCoy coming up to the line. Calls for it. He's by himself in the shotgun. He drops back. He's looking downfield. He's got a man open who is able to catch it out in the middle of the field. That's a first down to Jake Nicholson. They went from the 41. We'll see where they placed it, but that is going to be a first down from McCoy to Nicholson.
So they're going to give that a 13-yard gain, first and 10 from the 44.
And McCoy has it. He's going to try to carry it over on that right side. Brought down by the Tigers. No gain on that play. And actually, it wasn't McCoy who carried. It was Jake Baker on that carry. It's going to be second down and 10 coming up for Burn Burton. No gain on that play. The ball's going to be on the Tiger 44. 5:11 left to go in the third. Middlebury leading 14-0 over the Burn Burton Bulldogs. And now it is McCoy in the backfield. He has his running back Brownie with him. McCoy has it. He throws it out to the right side. Really inaccurate pass there. Going to be incomplete pass, and that is going to bring up a third and about 10 here for the Bulldogs. So the offense still not clicking here so far. McCoy's back in the shotgun. He has Logan Morgan back in the backfield with him as a blocking running back. Potentially, he's got wide receivers all around. If he drops back, he throws it out on the right side. Looks like it may have been intercepted by Simon Fisher. No, it's not actually caught by Fisher, but still not what the Bulldogs needed. 4th and 9. Nice job by the Tigers. Interesting to see whether the Bulldogs decide to go for it here or decide to punt. My guess is they'll probably still decide to punt at this juncture of the game.
Well, you know, there is a lot of game left, being 4:51 left to play in the third quarter, but at some point, you've got to get something going here because really nothing has worked tonight so far.
And they're going to punt it away, clearly content to push the Tigers back towards their own end zone. If I was Burn Burton, I'd be worried about some sort of penalty on this play here. And here comes the snap. It's high, almost over the punter's head, but he's able to corral it. Nice punt going up in the air. May almost be too nice for Burn Burton. We'll see if it goes into the end zone. And looks like it's going to be very good field position for Burn Burton. Bad field position for the Tigers. It's going to be 1st and 10 right down near the end zone for the Middlebury Tigers. But Tigers are leading 14-0. Right now they want to get a few first downs, eat up some clock.
And the Bulldog punter, they're doing a nice job bringing down the high snap with a booming kick, backing the Tigers up to the 12. So that's a 45-yard punt.
And, which I think was the distance of one of the previous punts.
Their kicking game has been pretty good tonight.
It has. They've been doing fine. They just haven't been able to move the ball on offense. And it is going to be the Tigers once again. It's going to be Gettleman under center from the 12. 1st and 10, leading 14-0. Calls it out. He's got a man in motion. He's going to give it to that man on the near side. That's Buxton getting over towards that near side. He's going to be driven out after a gain of a few yards. And for the Tigers, actually the give was to Simon Fisher with an 8-yard carry on that. Nice job there by Simon.
And I think here for the Tigers, you're going to see that conservative offense that they've been using most of the season. It's going to kick into high gear right now. There's no reason to give the ball back to the Bulldogs.
Absolutely. 2nd and 2 coming up from the Tiger 20. Gettleman under center. He's got a man in motion. It's Plouffe moving behind him. And he's got it. Looks like the Tigers are going to try to work up the middle here and see if they can pick up those 2 yards. And the officials look like they're going to talk over where the spot is. Just kind of plowed into the middle. Looks like that was Buxton on that carry. And see if they move the chains. They do. That's a 2-yard gain by Buxton. Tigers get a 1st down. And they're starting to eat a little clock here in this third quarter.
Well, you know, earlier this season we saw in the St. Johnsbury game, a game that the Tigers eventually lost, their first play of the second half in that game, if you remember, Bjarke, they had a 9.5-minute drive. And boy, would it be great for the Tigers if they were able to do that here.
Oh, absolutely. If they could eat some clock right now, even if they're not able to get a score on this, they're able to pick up a couple first downs, get this into the fourth quarter. The way the game's been going, that'd be pretty nice for them. Gettleman looking at a 1st and 10 from his own 24. And they're going to have it. They're trying to run it to the outside, immediately pursued by a gang of Bulldogs. That was Simon Fisher on the carry. And if anything, he gets a loss there of about 1 or 2 on that carry. So the Tigers are going to be looking at a 2nd and about 12 or so.
2nd down and 13 for the Tigers
Second and 13, so I guess they took one more yard away than I did. It's going to be on the 20 of the Tigers. Second down. Gettleman under center. He has multiple receivers off to his left side. He's got three now on that side, and he's going to try to keep it himself over on that left side. He's got plenty of blockers. Here comes the flag coming in after that play from the backfield, offensive backfield. Very often that comes as a hold against the offense, but we'll see what the call was. A lot of calls tonight out here.
Yeah, there certainly have. 2:36 left to play third quarter from Applejack Stadium here in Manchester. Middlebury Union High School Tiger football on WVTK. The Tigers leading the Burton Bulldogs 14-0 as we come down near the end of the third quarter. 2 minutes and 36 seconds left in a game that Middlebury has played very well in.
They have, and the timing of the game, I would say, has to go Middlebury's way, even though they just did take a penalty right there, as we expected. This third quarter is absolutely flying by.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And again, you know, if Middlebury can pick up a first down here, they're in no hurry, and they have no reason to hurry. They're winning by two touchdowns.
Absolutely. Just kind of play slow and steady. However, it's second and 13. They're going to want to make up a few yards here. You don't want to end up having to give the Bulldogs good field position. So second and 13 coming up for the Tigers from their own 20. Gettleman's looking over at the sideline, calling in. He comes up to the line. He's got four wide receivers, two to the left, two to the right, one running back behind with him. And it looks like they're going to stop, and Middlebury is going to take a timeout.
You know, I think at this juncture, that might be a smart play because you've got Byrne Burton in a hole already here, but you've got a down that you really need to make a first down here. I mean, not necessarily on this play, but it would really put them in a put the Bulldogs in a world of hurt here if you're able to get a first down here and take it into the fourth quarter still with the ball.
Oh, I agree 100%. People may not think of it at 14-0 having a second down play be a big deal, but I absolutely agree with you. Right now, are the Tigers not able to pick up many yards in this? They'd be looking at third and long way back in their own end of the field. They'd be giving it away. If they didn't pick up that long conversion, they would be giving it away to the Bulldogs in good field position. As you're saying, if they were able to pick up that first, now you work into a whole new set of downs. You're eating up a whole new section of minutes in that fourth quarter. It's a pretty big play here for the Tigers. Really good decision there by the coaches to stop and talk this over. And we'll see what they have for a setup coming up to the line here. They're going to have two wide receivers off to the right side, one over to the left. It looks like there's going to be two running backs in with Gettleman. Gettleman has it. He's going to be looking downfield. He throws the ball up to Cameron. Is Cameron able to bring that in with one hand? He is. What an absolutely fantastic catch by Wyatt Cameron over the top of the defender. Really, really long play there. We're going to get the total here in a second. It went from the 15 all the way to the 48 or so yard line. Nice pickup there. We're going to give him a 33-yard pickup there, and I might adjust it afterwards. Yep. Close enough. All right, here from the 47-yard line, first and 10 for the Tigers. Huge pickup there. Gettleman is under center. He's got Plouffe in motion, but he's going to try the left side of the field all by himself. Is Gettleman going to try to get out to that corner? Doesn't look like he was able to get too far, but able to get forward for a couple of yards on that carry, maybe about two or so. It's going to be second and about eight for the Tigers from their own 49 or so, and with about a minute 20 left to go on the third quarter, Tigers are still leading 14-0. And here they come, two receivers to the right, two out to the left, one running back in the backfield. Gettleman under center, and he gives it off to the fullback who tries the middle there, unable to get anything. May in fact have lost a couple on that. That was Trudeau on the carry. And it looks like he lost a couple on that. And coming up, it is going to be third and 10 for the Middlebury Tigers from their own 47, 60, sorry, 35 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Two receivers off to the right, one to the left, two running backs in the backfield. Gettleman has it, rolls to the right. He's looking downfield, pursued by some Bulldogs. Almost gets picked off as he throws it low. Good decision there by Gettleman, threw it low. Buxton was almost able to get it, but he put it in a safe spot where only Buxton could get it. One trouble for the Tigers, though. Tyler Buxton is slow coming up off the turf. That's nothing anyone wants to see.
No, and one of the things that is interesting here, Bjarke, although the Tigers have only moved the ball 35 yards on this drive, this is the eighth play, 6 minutes so far on this drive. And although it's fourth down and 10 now, they have eaten up a lot of clock, and that could cause some problems in the fourth quarter for Byrne Burton, because they need to get something going and get it going now.
Good news for Tiger fans. Tyler Buxton has come up off the ground, has walked over to the sideline, so it appears he is doing okay at least, which is always great to hear. And as we said, 21 seconds left to go in the third. And the Tigers, though, because of that last play and Tyler not being able to pick up the first, are going to be punting it away for Byrne Burton. Wyatt Cameron is standing back around the 30-odd yard line, waiting for the snap. Here comes that snap. It's high, but he's able to bring it in, able to get a nice punt away. Coming down a little fast, but able to get it there. Gets a 16. Man coming to the large open side on the left side of the field. Cuts up from the 20 to the 30 to the 40. He runs into Wyatt Cameron at about the 50, where he gets driven out. But it's going to be good field position for Byrne Burton. They're going to have time for one more play here in this third quarter.
Well, for the Bulldogs, a bright spot there. They really needed to get something going, and with only 3 seconds left in the third quarter, maybe they can put something together here, and maybe we'll see some of that high-powered offense that we anticipated prior to the start of this game.
Maybe, but there's been no indication yet that that's in the offing, so it'll be interesting to see what we get here. Right now, though, Middlebury did such a good job of eating clock in that third quarter. Byrne Burton had one opportunity, and that's just about it.
That was a 7-play, 6-minute, 19-second drive.
Sure, so even though, and as we talked about, even though they were not able to get points to eat away almost, you know, half a quarter, that's pretty good. But Byrne Burton does have the ball. It's McCoy in the backfield, and he has it. He's going to throw a little pass out to the outside to one of his men. Dodges a few tacklers, gets upfield. That's going to be fairly close to a first down for Jake Baker. And we'll see what they give them there for that pickup. Right now, all of the Bulldogs are... That's the end of the quarter. It's 14-0. Tigers over the Byrne Burton Bulldogs on 92.1 WVTK.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
You're listening to MUHS Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
First and 10 for the Byrne Burton Bulldogs. Jake McCoy tries throwing it downfield, overthrows his receiver. Still a little discombobulated on offense. It's going to be second and 10. The receiver's arguing he got held up a little bit. Officials do not agree. It's going to be second and 10 coming up for the Bulldogs. They are on the Tigers' side of the field. They are on the 37-yard line of the Tigers. But they are trailing 14-0 with 12 minutes left to go. Well, 11:54 left to go in this game. McCoy is back in the shotgun. He's got receivers on either side. He calls for it. He throws it quickly out to the left side of the field. Some space in front of his receiver. That's going to be very close to a first down for the Bulldogs. In fact, it's going to be a first down for the Bulldogs. That was a 12-yard pickup to John Morgantini on that catch. Morgantini's first catch of the evening. First and 10 for Burn Burton from the 37 of the Tigers. McCoy rolls back. He's getting pursued by Tigers. He tries to run up the middle. He's going to gain a few yards on that first down carry. Actually, a pretty nice pickup there for McCoy. Looks like he's going to get about 4 yards on that carry.
Yeah, McCoy doing a nice job making something out of nothing there, scrambling and still managing to pick up four, moving the chains, second and six from the 23. 11:15 left to play fourth quarter, 14-0 Middlebury, in a game that has been exciting and a little bit unexpected.
A little bit. Tigers so far pitching a shutout. Can they continue to do so? McCoy looking at his second and six. He's back in the shotgun. Wide receivers all around him. And he's going to try to come up the middle. Great job by the Tigers. Let's see who got that tackle for Middlebury. That was Josh Kerr on the tackle for the Tigers. And a gain of maybe two on that carry. Maybe a long one. And right now, it's looking at third and about four. A long four coming up for Burn Burton.
Well, given the time frame that the Bulldogs have left in this game, I think we're definitely looking at four down territory now.
Yes, you would certainly have to think so. I agree. McCoy is back in the shotgun. He's got wide receiver to the left, three wide receivers over to the right. He's by himself in the shotgun in the backfield. He's calling it out. He gets the snap. He looks downfield, immediately gets rid of it. It's going to be a first down for the Bulldogs. They're going to get from the 20 down to about the 12. That's going to be an 8-yard pickup that went to number 20, Logan Morgan. They're getting a lot more people involved right now in the passing game than they had before. And it is first and 10 for Burn Burton. 10 minutes left to go in the fourth there at the Tigers 12-yard line. McCoy gets the snap. He's going to keep it himself. He's going to pitch it out to the running back, Morgan, on that left side, who's able to pick up some decent space. We'll see what they call it. Touchdown. He was able to squeeze it in on that far side. 12-yard gain. That was number 20, Logan Morgan. And they were able to pitch it out. Morgan had a tight spot to work on that left side of the field, was able to get it forward. And right now they're going to come in looking to kick to make it a one-score game.
Well, prior to that score, we had talked about the proficiency that the Bulldogs have had this season, and we saw it right there.
It did not take them long to score. Well, within about 2 minutes of game time, maybe a little more, but not much more. And they are ready to put this kick up. Here comes the snap. Down, and the kick is good.
No good.
No good. He was jumping like he was celebrating. My goodness. 14-6 on 92.1 WVTK.
Hey, it's Mike.
And Shane from Mike's Auto.
Wow, summer sure went by fast.
Yep, now it's time to get that car checked out for winter.
The best way is our custom winter service. 30-point check that includes mounting your snows.
And don't forget to fluid film it before old man winter eats your car.
No kidding. And if anyone mentions this ad, I'll give you $20 off through September.
And we still have 24-hour towing in case you forget to check out your vehicle.
We also can do your state inspection.
And remember, if we can't fix it,
it ain't broke. Mike's Auto. Elm Street, Middlebury.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a newer used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors,
now back to the field for more Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
And a 12-yard Logan Morgan touchdown, then a missed extra point has pulled Burn Burton within 8 points. It is now 14-6. Fern Burton is now kicking away to the Tigers. Return man coming. It's Ian Plouffe. Has it around the 20. He gets to the 25. He's got some jets. He gets to the 30. He gets to the 50. He gets to the 40. He's going to get dragged down, but not before he goes almost the whole length of the field. Remember, that's how the season started, but it looks like there was a flag on the play. It's like there was a flag on the play. We'll see what that call was. If they decide to fall, looks like everybody's headed down the field, though.
It'll be interesting to see what that call is, because he was tackled out of bounds, and he went down hard, and the official was right there, and that came after the takedown. That may be a personal foul against the Bulldogs.
So they're set up right now at about the 20-yard line. He started at the 20, so that was about a 60-yard return, maybe a little less. Yep, it was a face mask against Bird Burton. Another mistake, not at all what they needed. And that's going to give the Tigers a whole other set of yards here. Looks like they're going to mark it off at 10-yard. It is going to be first and 10 for the Tigers from around the 10-yard line. We'll see whether they give them a chance. Looks like they do have a chance for a first down before they score. First and 10 from the 13. That was a 57-yard return. And here come the Tigers trying the left side of the line. And it looks like it was Buxton getting forced down. And we'll see how many yards they gave them on that first down run. But the Tigers are certainly sniffing the end zone right now. Already had 14-6. Looking like they're going to be in pretty good shape.
And again, a costly penalty on the Bulldogs there.
Buxton picked up 5 on that first down carry,
giving the Tigers another 15 yards. Second and 5 from the 8. 9 minutes left to play fourth quarter.
Gettleman under center. He's got the ball. He's got a man in motion. He's going to drive. He gives it to that man. It's Fisher trying the right side. See if he can score it inside the pylon. And looks like they dragged him down right before that. He's going to be stopped. It's going to be third and about goal from about the 1 based on the official standing over there. And it's a nice pickup there for sure. All right, we'll see. That can't be quite right. Okay, that makes more sense. 7-yard pickup by Simon Fisher. First and goal from the 1 for the Middlebury Tigers. It is Gettleman under center, and he is going to take it. He is going to hand it off to his running back, who gets in for another touchdown. And I believe that was Tyler Buxton. Let's make sure here. Looks like there was a flag on the play after the touchdown by Buxton. We'll see what that call was. As they talk it over here, looks like the Tigers are content that they do have a touchdown.
Well, what's interesting about this, that is a three-play 69-yard drive that took only 58 seconds because of the return and the penalty.
Yeah, that was absolutely explosive for the Tigers right now. And for Bird Burton, you had to feel like you were getting back in this game, and immediately you let the Tigers do it to you. Really, it was Plouffe's kick return that really set it up, followed by the face mask. So bad special teams play in two parts on Bird Burton has put Tigers really in the driver's seat of this game right now. The officials are explaining everything to the Burton Burton Bulldogs. We're just not sure what they're quite explaining. But it is. A touchdown is good. They're coming in to kick it. Bodie Rubright's ready to set up to try to get the extra point. And here is Rubright waiting for it. And still waiting for it here. A lot of talking going on with these officials. All right, they're down, ready, setting their stance. And here comes the snap. It's down. The kick is good. 21-6. Tigers over the Bulldogs on 92.1 WVTK.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the field, ice, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at PorterMedicalCenter.org/orthopedics.
When making home improvements, consider your options carefully.
Excuse me? Hello? I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Hi.
Oh, finally. I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Well, you're in the plumbing department, so...
So you can't help me?
No.
Countryside Carpet and Paint is your hometown experts in paint, flooring, tile, and hardwood. Their advice is genuine, and they truly care about how your project comes together. Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury.
Decorate the countryside away.
This is Middlebury Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And the Middlebury Tigers have gone up by a score of 21-6 after a fantastic Ian Plouffe kick return of 57 yards that then had a face mask on top of it. Got him in great field position, and then a couple plays by the Tigers. It's Tyler Buxton, 1 yard run in. Bodie Rubright kick was good. Score at that point, 21-6. Due to a penalty at the extra point, it looks like that. The kickoff has been moved forward for the Tigers. They're kicking it off to Byrne Burton from midfield. Byrne Burton's going to get the ball in pretty tough field position here because of that penalty. Byrne Burton has had a terrible time with penalties all night long. And the kick from Rubright is bouncing down towards the end zone. Looks like it's going to get returned up the near sideline by Byrne Burton. Tigers get on that pretty quickly. And here come the Bulldogs coming out. Look to see if they can get within a two. Well, they're within a two-possession game. See if they can get it within a one-possession game. But they're going to need to get a touchdown and a two-point conversion to enable themselves to do that.
Well, we saw earlier in this game when they got on the board at 9:21 of the fourth quarter that they were able to score in 2 minutes and 58 seconds. And it would definitely behoove them to do that here because other than that one drive, they really haven't had things going tonight offensively.
And as you've mentioned a few times tonight, see if they take to the air a little bit to try to attack this Tiger defense. First and 10 coming up for Byrne Burton from the 27-yard line. It is McCoy in the backfield, and he is going to try over on the left side. And he's going to pick up and keep it himself and pick up a decent little run on that first down possession. Caught about 5 on that carry, did Joey McCoy.
And there's a player down on the sideline, so we have a stoppage. 8:07 left to play fourth quarter. 21-6 Middlebury. In a game where the Tigers have really had the clamps on the high-powered Bulldogs offense.
And this high-powered Bulldogs offense, as you point out, is going to have to act in a high-powered way right now if they're going to be successful. Because even if they are to score in this drive, if they take too long, and they give that ball back to the Tigers, and the Tigers are able to eat clock, they're going to put themselves in a tough position. Byrne Burton has not thrown the ball downfield a particular amount tonight, and one would think they're going to have to right now. Tiger pass defense needs to be ready. And sure enough, they come out with 3 wide receivers on one side, 2 receivers on the other. One goes into motion in the backfield. It's McCoy in the backfield waiting for it in the shotgun. He gets the snap, and he's going to keep it himself, dodging up the middle. And a group of Tigers are going to come in and lay it on him. But not before he gets a first down. That was at least a 7-yard pickup there for Joey McCoy. Right now they are moving. It's going to be first and 10, but time is not on the Bulldogs' side. 7:50 left to go in the fourth. They are trailing 21-6. McCoy drops back. He's looking downfield. He does take it to the air. Oh, boy, is he lucky. He absolutely should have got it intercepted by Tyler Buxton. Tyler's feet went out from underneath him as he was playing free safety out in the middle of that field. This has been a tough field to run on tonight. There's been a lot of slipping on both teams.
You know, it's interesting, Bjarke, because the grass, the field itself, it's a nice field, but it's wet.
Yep.
And so we've seen players losing traction and everything, but you're 100% right. If Tyler didn't go down there, that's an interception.
And there's McCoy back in the backfield. Three receivers to the right. He's looking over towards the left, though. He's got a receiver open on that far sideline. Receiver tries to make a man miss. We'll see who brought that in. Went to John Morgantini. That was going to be a first down. It went from the 41 to about the other 45. So that was about a 14-yard pickup to Morgantini. And here comes McCoy looking at first and 10 from their own, for the Tigers, 44. They try running it up the middle. And a couple of yards on that carry, but really not very many. Going to number 20, Logan Morgan.
Cameron on the tackle there for the Tigers.
Morgan got about a 3-yard gain there, but as you say, nice job by Wyatt Cameron to limit the damage. Looking at a 2nd and 7. From about the 42. And it is a little shovel pass up the middle. And not a whole lot going there either. Nice pursuit by the Tigers. Man's claiming he wasn't down. That was Jake Baker on the carry. And he only got about 2 on that carry. Right now for the Bulldogs, time's ticking away. 6:30 left to go in the game. Tigers leading 21-6. Burns looking at a 3rd and 4. This time they're on their 40-yard line. And it is McCoy in the backfield. He's got a running back there with him to protect him. He's got wide receivers on either side. He asks the running back to switch sides. He gets the snap, throws it out quickly to his left. Man's got some space to work over on that far side. Gets up for what looks like it's going to be a first down to Jake Baker.
A nice little flip pass there, running left. Baker taking it up the left side along the Byrne Burton sideline, picking up the first down.
At about 11 yards on that carry, did Baker.
The ball now on the Tigers' 29-yard line. 6:03 left to play fourth quarter, 21-6 Middlebury.
McCoy's in the backfield. He's got a running back with him. Receivers on either side. McCoy has it. He throws again. A short pass out to the side. Baker has it, but gets immediately brought down. Looks like that was Simon Fisher, who's been a lot of places tonight doing good work, but only 1 yard gain on that pass from McCoy to Baker.
You know, Fisher's had a good game for the Tigers, definitely utilizing that speed tonight. He's had a strong game.
He has, absolutely. Not a ton of yards on the ground, but just been dangerous enough to keep him honest. It is looking at 2nd and 9 for Byrne Burton. McCoy's in the backfield. He's looking downfield. He throws it up towards the end zone. There's a chance. His man brings it in. Do they give him a touchdown? They do. It was Morgantini with the 28-yard pass from McCoy for the touchdown. This game just got interesting. One would expect that they're going to bring in, try to go for the two-point conversion here. Maybe not, though. They might want to play it safe and just go for the extra point. Remember, they did miss the previous kick. And 1 point extra point here would require them, if they got another touchdown, to go for the two-point conversion. If they go for the two-point conversion now, then they'd be within a regular field goal. And here we go, regular extra point. And here comes the kick. The kick is up. And the kick is good. 21-13 on 92.1 WVTK.
The cooler weather is here, and time to think about fixing any problems you have with your car, truck, or 18-wheeler before the cold weather sets in. So get the right parts the first time and quick at Napa on Court Street, Middlebury. See Brad and the staff, and they'll take care of you. And if they don't have the parts you're looking for, and that does not happen often, they'll have it for you in 24 hours. So the next time you're looking for any part, stop in or call Napa Auto Parts in Middlebury, and you'll see why everyone is making Napa their choice. Price, quick service, and knowledgeable people that can find what you need fast, along with the solid advice. See Brad and the staff at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street in Middlebury. For parts for the car, truck, and even the 18-wheeler, and those hard-to-find parts to keep your vehicle running smooth. Make your number one choice Napa in Middlebury. Napa, closed on Sundays.
This is Tiger Football on Addison County's WVTK, Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. This is where the Middlebury Tigers play. 92.1 WVTK.
And we are setting up for a very exciting ending, my friends. With 5:24 left to go in the fourth, Burn Burton has just scored and gotten within 8 points of the Middlebury Tigers. They are kicking off to the Tigers, however. That kick is going to go into the end zone. That's going to be a touchback. The Tigers are going to come out. But, Bruce, Tigers are in an interesting spot. 5:24 left of the game. They're only ahead by one touchdown and a two-point conversion.
Well, again, what I expect to see here is typical Middlebury Tiger football, a running attack here. You got to pick up a couple of first downs, though.
You do.
But
absolutely,
you're not in any hurry to rush the ball here. There's no reason to hurry whatsoever. You may have to put it in the air once or twice, but again, the impetus is going to be on the Bulldogs to stop Middlebury, something that until the last half of the third and fourth quarter, they have not been able to do.
I have to say, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say it's the team that makes the fewest mistakes here. I'm looking at penalties. The team that does not commit a mistake here in this last 5:24 is going to be the team that wins this game. It is first and 10 for the Tigers from their own 20-yard line. Gettleman is under center with his running backs in position behind him. He calls for it. He throws it out to Fisher. He's going to try the right side of the line. Simon Fisher's going to get forward for about 4 yards before he's brought down by the defense of the Burn Burton Bulldogs. Brought down by number 36. That was Dylan McMahon.
You know, another factor that comes into play here is when do the Bulldogs take some timeouts?
Yep, they'll probably want to keep them for a bit, but it's certainly, right now they would like to get the Tigers off the field without using them. Right now, Tigers kind of good shape, second and five coming up from their own 25. Gettleman's under center. He has a tight end, a receiver to the left, receiver to the right, a couple running backs in the backfield with him. He calls it out. It's going to be a flag. That's going to be a flag. Let's see who it goes against. Looks like it may be false start against the Tigers. That was not what we wanted to see from a Tiger perspective. Sure enough, it is going to be false start. That's going to drive them back 5 yards to the original line of scrimmage, except this time it's going to be second and 10 coming up from the Tigers. Good from the Tigers' perspective is they've already killed about a minute off the clock. 4:39 left to go in the fourth. Tigers still lead 21-13. Tigers have the football, second and 10 from their own 20-yard line.
And as you mentioned, the clock is running down to 4:29 left to play in the fourth quarter. And if they can get 4 or 5 yards on this, make it a third and five, and eat up as much clock as possible, that would put them in a good position here.
Gettleman is under center. He's got Fisher in motion from the left to the right. He drops back. He's immediately under pressure, but able to flip it out to Buxton. Buxton's immediately brought down after that, though. That's going to be a gain of about 3 on that pass play from Gettleman to Buxton. They're going to be looking third down and about 7 coming up. Big play here coming up for the Middlebury Tigers.
They only gave him 2 on that.
Only gave him 2. All right. That's a whole. All right. Gave him a 2. We'll adjust that. So it is going to be third down and 8. Big third down play here for the Middlebury Tigers from their own 22-yard line. From Burn Burton's perspective, this is a defensive play they need to have. From the Tigers' perspective, you want to pick this up. Gettleman's under center. He's going to have it. He's going to try to give it to his man Plouffe in the middle. Plouffe gets caught up. In comes a flag right at the end. These penalties have been absolutely out of control. Absolutely out of control. More flags tonight than I have seen in a long, long time. This is going to be a big call right here.
It's a big call here, and it was interesting. The penalty flag was thrown when a bunch of the Bulldogs came up and wrapped up the Middlebury Tiger runner. I believe this is against the Bulldogs. That is a huge penalty.
That is unbelievable. Wow. Bulldogs tonight have absolutely shot themselves in the foot. First down for the Tigers. Boy, that was a tough one for Burn Burton. Absolute inability to play without making mistakes tonight. They have had so many penalties, it's really been shocking to see. For a team that's 5-0, you just wonder whether they've been tested. You just wonder whether this is the first test they've really experienced and whether they just weren't prepared. Honestly, for them going forward in Division II and the Division II playoffs, this is going to be an important game for them to have gone through. But for the Tigers, they're going to feel great about this. 3:08, 3:07, they're still leading by 8. Now they just need to kill some clock. Gettleman under center. He's got a man in motion. He's going to hand it off to him. It's Buxton charging through the line. Going forward, he's going to gain a few yards on that first down carry, and that's what the Tigers needed. Timeout being taken. One could assume that was taken by Bird. Nope, timeout was not taken. Clock stopped for a second, but now it keeps going. It is going to be second and about seven coming up here.
I do not understand why they're not taking a timeout here, I have to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's just been a weird game. I guess they're hoping... They're hoping to get the ball back with about a minute left, maybe. That if they can hold the Tigers on second down, then they can call a timeout, and then they can hold them one more time and make them punt. They're living dangerously, for sure. It is second and seven from the Tigers 41. A flag comes in again. This is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Delay of game against the Tigers, and that was a decent-sized play, too. They're going to be moving back. And right now it's going to be second and 12 coming up for the Middlebury Tigers. But again, the important part here is that there's only 2:15 left to go on the clock. Middlebury has the ball. They're ahead by 8 points, 21-13. Right now the Tigers, if they could pick up a first down here, they'll be able to salt this game away. Gettleman under center. He's got three running backs in the double wing behind him. He calls for it. He goes back. He hands it to Trudeau up the middle. Thatcher tries to find a little bit of space. Gets pulled down pretty quickly. Now you'd have to expect Vern Burton to take a timeout here. Trudeau gained about 5 yards on that carry, maybe six.
They're going to give him seven. Third and five, they're calling it.
Okay, it's third and five coming up. Big play here for both teams. If the Tigers can convert, they'll be able to salt this away. If they cannot, it's going to go to Vern Burton, who will have a chance within about 2 minutes to go to see if they can come tie this game. This is a big play right here for the Middlebury Tigers.
And Middlebury Union High School Tiger football on WVTK, brought to you in part by Mike's Fueled of Bridport and Brandon. For all your home, business, and agricultural fuel needs on Route 22A in Bridport and Brandon. Vermont Field Sports for all your sport and hunting needs, and for a great selection of new and used guns on Route 7 South in Middlebury. Desibre Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, 1232 Exchange Street in Middlebury, with a drop-off location in Vergennes. J.P. Carrera and Sons, always ready to mix, and they guarantee a solid finish. Give them a call at 388-6363.
All right, big play here. As you can hear, the crowd just got into it. It's third and five coming up for the Tigers. 2:09 left to go. Tigers leading by eight. They would like to pick up this first down conversion. That's for sure. Here is Gettleman under center. He's got it. He's going to hand it off to Fisher, who tries that right side. He's jumped on pretty quickly. I do not believe he's going to have the first down marker. We'll see what the officials say. They do not. It is fourth down here. Time is ticking away. We'll see if Vern Burton is content to let that time tick away. And they are not. Looks like they're going to take a timeout. They should have taken that about 5 seconds ago, but that's okay from any number of perspectives. So right now it is fourth and two for the Tigers. Coming up on their own 46, they're going to have to punt this thing away.
It'll be interesting to see what happens here. Talk about drama.
Yeah, no, absolutely. This sets out for the kind of exciting ending we can think of last year. We were in a game down in Rutland, came down to a field goal right at the end that bounced off the side upright of the goalpost, giving Middlebury the win. This game has that kind of feel. It's going to be an unpredictable last 2 minutes here. Stay on the edge of your couch, your car seat, whatever it is, because this is going to be a great last 2 minutes.
Yeah, it certainly is. And Middlebury Union High School Tiger football on WVTK, brought to you in part by the Community College of Vermont, where you can go to start college for free. Visit their website, which is gotocollegevt.org. That's gotocollegevt.org.
A way to start your college early, much the way Bruce feels like he's starting the hockey season early right now.
That's
pacing
right
back and forth to keep his toes warm. All right, it is fourth and two. They are going to be punting it away from about the 32-yard line. And it is up. They're going to fake it. They went for the punt fake. Are they going to be able to convert it? Looks like the ball came out at the end of the scrum. Looks like it's going to be a first down for the Tigers if they got it.
Tiger first down.
And that, my friends, was the play they needed. Was that Trudeau actually in there for the punt? No, I guess it was Cameron. But I think it might have been Thatcher who laid that block down. That was a huge play for the Tigers. They went from the 32 Now they've got the ball up at the 46. Really just a tremendous, tremendous play there by Wyatt Cameron.
And you got to credit the Tigers coaching staff. That was a pretty gutsy call there.
It really was, but it worked for sure. And for the Tigers, Gettleman has it. First and 10, 1:19. They're sitting at their own 46, ahead by 8. And this time, another flag. Boy, it's a good thing they don't have to throw these away every time they use them. It'd be an environmental catastrophe.
Looks like a delay of game.
And for the Tigers, that's totally fine. 1:14 left to go. You know that Bird Burton's used up a couple of their timeouts. At this point, the Tigers are ahead by 8. At this point, they're just going to punch it right up into the middle of their line, probably Thatcher Trudell. We'll see. First and 15 for the Tigers from their own 43-yard line. It's Gettleman under center. They've got running backs in the wishbone behind them this time, and it's going to be Fisher trying that right side. A bunch of Bulldogs grabbed him. They should actually hold him up and start ripping it out. They did not. They threw him down. 1:08 left to go. Not much of a gain on that carry, but still, they didn't need it to be, the Tigers.
No, absolutely. And so with a 1:08, barring some type of catastrophe here, the Tigers are going to win this game.
Yep, they very well should. But again, this is why you play the games. This is why you play to the whistle, right? How many times have we talked to people about, hey, you think something's over too early? We really are only a play away if a bad thing were to happen, to have this flip the other way. So right now, if you're Bird Burton, you're hoping for that. If you're the Tigers, I think you probably just want to keep things pretty simple, huh?
Absolutely. Middlebury Union High School Tiger football on WVTK, brought to you in part this season by Countryside Carpet and Paint on Creek Road in Middlebury. By the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics, experienced orthopedic surgeons specializing in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injury and bone and joint care, helping you get back in the game on Exchange Street in Middlebury, and Shearer Chevy Buick GMC and Cadillac.
Tigers right now are out there talking it over. They want to make sure they handle things exactly the way they want to handle them. Coach Dennis Smith went out and talked to them all by himself. Figured he would take the responsibility for that one. Second and 14 coming up for the Tigers after that penalty. 1:08 left to go. Tigers are ahead by 8. They've got their three running backs back in a wishbone this time, directly behind Tim Gettleman. And this time it is going to be Trudeau taking it on that left side. Gettleman's behind him, just shoving him out of bounds. That was quite a play there.
And another flag.
Well, it's interesting because if they call it for a tackle out of bounds, one of the things was Gettleman was pushing Trudeau too. So he kind of tackled his own guy. So it'll be interesting to see what they say that was for sure. As of right now, though, it was a nifty little pickup by Thatcher Trudeau.
Certainly was.
Although they have not moved the sticks. They have not measured it out yet. And as of right now, the clock has stopped at 1 minute. The officials are talking it over. Certainly a messy game all the way along here for the players. More flags than we've seen in a long, long time. And they are talking it over. Very unclear. Definitely the coaches are out there with their palms up asking what's going on. Players are asking what's going on. We will see here. Let's see. With 1 minute left to go, 21-13, a lot riding on this. As it stands right now, it's third down for the Tigers. Really, the question's going to be, where is the ball on this third down possession? Clearly, the Tigers feel like the penalty is going to go against them. They are not happy with this. Coach Malcolm was out on the field with his palms up, asking what's going on. They are taking a good long time, are the officials, to talk this over. And right now for the Tigers, there is a chance of a little bit of trouble. If they are to go back a little bit, if they're not able to convert this third down conversion, Burton could get the ball back with 50 seconds or so left to go on the clock. We'll see. The crowd's getting nervous here and getting a little riled up. They're starting to yell.
You know, but again, in this game, Burton really not doing much until the late part of the third quarter. And you and I were talking about this during the commercial break there. I'm just not sure why they didn't go to the air sooner.
No, absolutely. I mean, if you look at the If you look at what they did have some incompletes early on. I mean, they tried at different times. They just weren't particularly successful, and maybe that was the thing. Maybe they just didn't feel like it was working for them tonight. But my goodness, these officials right now are having some trouble. They're still talking it over. The crowd's getting restless and yelling at them. The coaches appear to have given up on the officials. Standing at the sideline, Coach Smith is just shaking his head at them. And we'll see what the call is here. I don't think anyone's clear what's going on right now. We'll see if we can figure it out for you at home. All the players are standing around wondering what the guy's going to say here. And he's standing there. Still no sign what they're actually going to do.
And what's interesting is the Burton players are now not happy either. Some of the players are gesturing, so I'm not...
Somebody else just yelled, I have no idea what's going on. And they're picking up the flag. This is as bizarre a football moment as I've ever seen. Coach Smith's right on the field. He's asking the official. Now the official's giving him a lecture about his demeanor, I believe. Try to explain it to him. All right. But nothing is happening. We apologize. Oh, if you're sitting there wondering what's going on in that football game, absolutely nothing right now. Actually, they're standing around, and there's been a lot of officials talking. Looks like they're still talking. The coaches on both sides, neither side seems particularly happy, and no one has any idea what's going on.
Well, it was 14-0 Middlebury coming into the third quarter, and then Burton finally getting on the board at 9:24 of the fourth, making it 14-6. The Tigers getting a 2-touchdown lead again. A 57-yard kickoff return, and Ian Plouf with that run. The Tigers getting in the end zone, a 3-play, 69-yard drive that was aided by a huge penalty. And then just a couple of minutes ago, the quarterback for the Bulldogs, McCoy, with a 28-yard pass.
So this is absolutely bizarre. So the ball is now where it originally was. They don't appear to have really given them the pickup on the rush.
And the clock is running now.
And the clock is running. This is just as bizarre a football game as I have ever seen. The clock is running. It's down to 36, down to 35. Gettleman is under center, and they call another penalty. This is fantastic. This allows us to say that high school football at WVTK is, I just need something else to say, Bruce, is brought to you in part by the University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics. Experienced orthopedic surgeons specializing in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injury at bone and joint care, helping you get back in the game on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
And I have to say, those folks over there at University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics, putting me back together last year. So big thanks to Dr. Rosenberg for the great work that he does. And I think we're finally going to get some football going here.
That's right. We are both veterans of Dr. Rosenberg. All right. We have some football, believe it or not, is about to happen. Gettleman's going to keep himself over on that right side. And he's got a bunch of Bulldogs on top of him. The ball is out. The ball is out. We'll see what happens here. Burton's claiming they have it. We'll see if the officials say that it was forward progress. Well, see, it looks like the Tigers were able to cover it over. However, it is going to be fourth down, but apparently there is no timeout for Burton. And it's what was a bang ends with a whimper. The end of the game has come. And the Middlebury Tigers have beaten Burton by a score of 21-13. You've been listening to the game. Come back for all the post-game highlights and a conversation with J.P. Carrera, player of the game, on 92.1 WVTK.
Desabre Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabre on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
We're at Shearer Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. I know we talk a lot about the great deals, but there's more to Shearer than just great deals. We remain committed to the members of our communities. Whether we're taking a youth group bowling, sponsoring local community events. We believe it takes a village to make everyone successful. Find out more about how we support the local community. Follow us on Facebook, shop local, and join our village. Come visit us at 1675 Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Find out for yourself why thousands of people choose Shearer.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
The finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding is at Woodware, a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. They carry brands known for quality: Flex Steel, sofas, sectionals, recliners, and accent furniture; Thor's Elegance, Vermont-crafted furniture; Beautyrest mattresses; Hubbardton Forge, hand-forged lighting from Vermont; RH Lemure, fine hardwood dining room furniture; Oriental Weavers, area rugs; and Telescope, casual outdoor furniture. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer is always right guarantee. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white glove delivery service anywhere in the country. It's all at Woodware on Route 7 South Middlebury, online at woodwarevt.com.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
Set, fly, ready, fly, ready. Hut, hut, hut.
It's fun to watch these football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians, and they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
This is where the Middlebury Tigers play. 92.1 WVTK.
And it is postgame show here at 92.1 WVTK. You just listened to the Middlebury Tigers defeat the Burton Burton Bulldogs by a score of 21-13. And quick turnaround. We're down by the field, so we're able to get our player of the game pretty quickly. And this week's JP Carrera player of the game, Thatcher Trudeau. Thatcher, fantastic game by you guys. Hey. Really, probably not entirely the game you expected for Burton Burton, was it?
No. We really prepared for them to be wicked good.
Yep.
I mean, they were good. But, you know, it was this great team effort.
It was. Yeah, you have to wonder whether some of the early defensive plays kind of put them on their heels. They're a passing team. You had a nice breakup very early in the game there. And you got involved more than you have lately. How's it felt to go both ways a little more? How you feeling?
Yeah, I really like running the ball and just finding the holes. I can't do anything out my line, though. So great blocking tonight by them.
Great blocking. And he even had some help on the backside. There was a little bit of controversy here near the end. What happened over there? What was that? We had to talk about it for about 3 minutes.
I couldn't really see it because I was running, and like the Burton Burton defenders were on me. But I guess Tim was pushing me in the back, our quarterback.
Yeah, he started pushing about 10 yards away from the sideline. It was pretty funny.
They were on me. They were trying to push me out of bounds, and I just went down to stand. But then I didn't know what was going on. Yep. So
strong game by you, certainly. And you've had early on in the season, generally when you were in a fullback, you've been in blocking very often. There's been a few games where you've set some really important blocks on the corners, things like that, allowing people to get to the outside. How do you stay ready as a player, knowing, you know, this game you knew CJ was out, you're going to get more carries? How do you kind of stay ready for that and be prepared to come into a game?
You know, just...
nothing like getting the love from the crowd. They're just giving him a little love. All right, one last question to let you go with your people. Right now, no, it's great. So you're looking at 3-3 right now. I have to feel pretty good going the last 2 weeks of the season. For you, what do you think for your team, a couple of the most important things you guys are going to focus on going forward for these last couple games? What do you think coach is going to tell you here?
Well, we need to focus really good in practice and really just prepare. prepare to the full ability because our teams coming up are tough. Like Burlington is wicked good.
Sure.
CVU is not bad.
Yeah, they also have some players anyway, no matter what their record is. Go ahead.
We just need to really watch what they're doing and what they've been doing all season long. And just really bring the intensity up.
Sure.
And play as a team.
Play as a team, you know. And honestly, it's players like you, I just have to say, for the folks at home who really do that. I mean, you're often called upon to do things that don't always show up in the stat line. I mean, you play tough position, linebacker, but also doing some of that blocking, those other things. And a night like tonight, when the score isn't really high, it's players like you, I think, that really make things happen. That's why you're a JP Carrera player of the game. Just so you know, this works. You don't get to do it twice. This is your one shot.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Go and enjoy it, everybody.
All right, thank you.
We're going to step aside for a moment. We're going to come back with a scoring recap and any last-minute thoughts here on 92.1 WVTK.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in our very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your account. You'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union. Together, we are one.
This is where the Middlebury Tigers play. 92.1 WVTK.
And we're back with the postgame show here on 92.1 WVTK. You just listened to the Middlebury Tigers, who are now 3-3, defeat the now 5-1 Burton Bulldogs. Certainly a surprising night for a lot of people. You just heard the JP Carrera player of the game, Thatcher Trudeau, talk about they had prepared really for a different team than what we saw tonight. We expected high-flying action, high-scoring action, something akin, I think, to what we saw in St. Johnsbury. Bruce, that's not at all what we got tonight.
No, and you know, you certainly don't want to question coaching decisions and everything, but when you're known and you've succeeded all year, you're the number one team in the state, scoring 48-plus points per game. Why you would not attack a team that has got not a strong passing defense? Because if you look at this game, the two times that the Bulldogs went to the air, they scored the first time in 2 minutes and 58 seconds, and the second time, 3 minutes and 12 seconds. But, I mean, other than that, they did very little right tonight. But I think a lot of that had to do with the Tigers did. But, again, by my unofficial count, 14 penalties.
Yeah.
You're not going to win a state championship playing like that.
You're not going to win anything playing like that, for sure. And the coaches for Burton simply have to be concerned about their team's ability to be resilient, I think, in those situations. And I think for the Tigers, quite the opposite. I think if you're Dennis Smith, you have to feel like, wow, you know, we have muddled through a little bit, but we found a way to win, and that goes a long way.
Well, it certainly does. And, you know, if you're going to be honest, I mean, I think that the Bulldogs, who came into this game tonight as the number one team in the state, 5-0 scoring all these points. To be quite honest with you, they were not only outplayed, they were outcoached.
Yes, they absolutely were. And really, they have to be kind of going back to the drawing board and wondering, what are they going to do different? A little scoring recap for us here. I'm happy to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. It was 14-0 going into the third quarter. The Tigers led by two touchdowns going into the third quarter. But then, as we mentioned a couple of moments ago, the Bulldogs finally got on the board. A 12-yard run by Logan Morgan cut the lead to 14-6, 9:21 into the fourth quarter. But then right after that, Bjarke, the ensuing kickoff, Ian Pluth with a 57-yard kickoff return down to about the 25-yard line, aided by, again, another penalty on the Bulldogs. Yep. And then the
Absolutely.
Tigers were able to punch that in. Three-play, 69-yard drive, making it 21-6. And then, and I have to apologize, I can't read my writing, 5:24 left to play in the game. Joey McCoy for the Bulldogs with a 28-yard pass.
To John Morgantini,
making it 21-13. But after that, it was just kind of a mess.
It just really was a mess. And any time it felt like Byron Burton was able to get two steps forward, they took three steps back. For the Tigers, they played well enough to win and were resilient here. And so it'll be interesting to see what we have going forward. And with that in mind, we're going to step aside for one moment. We'll be back with a few closing thoughts and a look towards next week here on 92.1 WVTK.
When making home improvements, consider your options carefully.
Excuse me? Hello? I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Hi.
Oh, finally. I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Well, you're in the plumbing department, so...
So you can't help me?
No.
Countryside Carpet and Paint is your hometown experts in paint, flooring, tile, and hardwood. Their advice is genuine, and they truly care about how your project comes together. Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury.
Decorate the countryside away.
Everyone knows how great it feels to accomplish two things at once. That's the great thing about dual enrollment at the Community College of Vermont. You can earn free college credits to get you started on a degree that also counts towards your high school credit requirements. It's the perfect two-for-one. So if you're a Vermont high school junior or senior, consider dual enrollment at CCV. And if you're not feeling ready for college, no worries. CCV offers Intro to College and Careers, a free class for any high schooler that teaches you the skills you'll need to be successful. So apply today at gotocollegevt.com.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini, and then it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians, and they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
Hey, it's Mike.
And Shane from Mike's Auto.
Hey, Shane, I think we should have been electricians.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Because we sure fix a lot of lights.
Yeah, like your check engine light, airbag, ABS, TPMS, and maintenance lights.
Yeah, and don't forget headlights, brake lights, taillights, dome lights, and dash lights.
Oh, and that's not all. We can pretty much fix anything that's screwed or glued to your car.
So if your car shakes, rattles, bucks, spits, or just plain has a hissy fit, bring it on in.
Oh, and don't forget about your state inspection.
And remember, if we can't fix it,
it ain't broke.
Mike's Auto, Elm Street, Middlebury.
This is where the Middlebury Tigers play. 92.1 WVTK.
So the Middlebury Tigers, who came in at 2-3 and really needed this win, were able to get one in, not utterly convincing fashion, in a way that really didn't have you questioning, maybe for a moment there, whether or not Byron Burton would get back into it, but it never felt that close in the end.
No, it certainly didn't. I think this is one of those games where the score was really not an indication of where the game was. I mean, from the Middlebury side, they executed, they did what they had to, they scored, they chewed up clock. You know, we've seen them this year have long scoring drives when they needed to, and their clock management, to me, is one of the big factors that helped them win the game tonight.
Absolutely. Middlebury really able to eat up that clock, got important first downs when they had to. I think that's a credit to Tim Gettleman really running the offense, other people making plays when they needed to. And the Tigers is playing tough smash-mouth football. I think Dennis Smith, if he had his way, I'd have to think this is the kind of score he likes. I mean, I could be completely wrong there, but after seeing them for so many years with the Tigers and blow people people out, do any number of things. I think somewhere in there for Coach Smith, a game, and his assistants, a game that's won in the trenches, kind of a little bit of a dirty game, but a rugged game. That feels like football, I think.
Well, it certainly does. You know, we talked at the beginning of the season about it being a learning experience for the new players and everything. You know, you're going to win some games like this. And, you know, Middlebury football, I mean, the reason Coach Smith is one of the best coaches in football is because he knows how to win games like this.
Yep.
And he really did, the fake punt near the end of the game, which really took the ball out of the Bulldogs' hands. It was really, it was a great game by the Tigers, but it was also a pretty impressive game by the Tigers' coaching staff, I thought.
Now, the Tigers are going to have a tough one coming up next week. They're going to take on the combined South Burlington-Burlington Seawolves. And that's going to be an important game, certainly, in terms of the standings. And that one is going to be at home at Doc Collins Field. Then they're going to finish out the season against the CVU Redhawks 2 weeks from now. Both of those games, of course, will be on 92.1 WVTK. Any last thoughts, Bruce, before we move out?
Well, you know, we were talking on the way down here about how a game like this would impact the Tigers, and, you know, I'm at the point now where I'm gonna stop predicting, because they have alternated wins and losses all season, and yep. If you told me that they would come in here and win this game the way they did, I wouldn't have believed you. But again, you know, now this sets it up potentially to, if they run the table,
yeah,
that's a big hope. You know, 5-4, that sets off a whole bunch of possibilities.
Sure.
We'll just have to see.
Sure, absolutely, especially with parity what it is. Well, we'll find out as we go forward, and come join us. It's going to be a great game. Not even a good game. It's going to be a great game next week here on WVTK. Next Friday, it's going to be the Burlington and South Burlington Seawolves, I guess they're called, against the Middlebury Tigers at home at Doc Collins Field. We're going to come on with pregame at 6:30, our regular time. The kickoff is going to be at 7, and we're going to bring all the action to you. For Bruce, for Jim back at the station, for me, Bjarke, and for everyone involved in Tiger football and WVTK, we thank you for listening. You've been listening to the Middlebury Tigers defeat the Burn Burton Bulldogs on 92.1 WVTK.
You've been listening to MUHS Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK. Tiger football all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by Napa Auto Parts, the A. Johnson Lumber Company, Monument Farms, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet, LaBerge Insurance Incorporated, Autumn Gold Jewelry, the National Bank of Middlebury, Lathrop Forest Products, One Credit Union, Foster Motors, Woodware, Champlain Valley Properties of Middlebury, Mike's Auto and Towing, Vermont Field Sports, Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon, Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, J.P. Carrera and Sons Concrete, Community College of Vermont, Countryside Carpet and Paint, the University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics, and Shear Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.